the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Let's all try to focus and ignore the fact that once again Mike is wearing sunglasses during a radio show that we do inside.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Let's all ignore that.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you for complimenting my sunglasses, unlike others in the room.
I like them.
I know you do.
First thing I said today.
I know you were very. And someone else said something nice. I forgot who it was, but someone doesn't like them.
Who?
Yeah. Hello. Well, Mike is resting his eyes today. That's why he's wearing sunglasses inside.
Did I say it that way?
That's what you said. You said, I'm resting my eyes.
I like my eyes to rest once in a while.
Sure.
Yeah, before, of course, the tranquil, eternal, peaceful sleep of the dead.
Well, listen, here is Robbie. Hello, Robbie.
Hi. No Phil?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I got on
your favorite part of the day.
On a Mike sunglass thing.
I didn't know I'd disturbed you that much.
Wow. Oh, here he is. Here's Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, see what you made me do?
I know. I asked you that before the show. Is it going to distract you? And now I know it has.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm mad at the glasses.
I'm mad at the glasses.
It was important that we introduce Phil because he called me today.
What did he say?
He said Mike's glasses were beat.
And what, some kids said that to you at a middle school you were at today or something?
At Madison High School. I went to the career fair today, and they said that the Don and Mike show is beast.
It's beast. It's
and
beast.
Apparently that's the new hip lingo for something that's good.
I like that.
It's they
beast.
Said, they
I
said,
like that a lot.
Where do you work? I said, the Don and Mike show. He said, oh, it's beast. It's beast.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Monsieur and Madam Young and all the ships at sea. Hey, the government has endowed them with both testicles, and they're stronger than ever.
Yep.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Thank you, Robbie.
You are beast. Rob.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's Wednesday. May 24.
The jazz musician.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Yeah, nice shirt rip, Taylor.
Thank you. You know you're on thin ice when Buzz is busting your balls.
I know. Look at it. I mean, I'm not wearing like the Sistine Chapel on my shirt.
Boys.
Yeah, you started it.
No, you started it.
I know, because I wore the glasses.
I'm wearing the sunglasses.
I'm buying them in all different shades, though.
To rest your eyes.
These are lightly tinted, that's why. You can still see my eyes.
Yeah, but they are sunglasses. I mean, they're...
Technically, they are sunglasses. They will cut down on glare, but I have another pair of sunglasses down in the car that are real sunglasses. I might actually, in the next break, bring them up for the purpose of example to show you what real sunglasses
please.
Would look
please.
Like.
Please, please. You know, I've had a great enough day already.
I know, you've had a very, very bad day.
You know what? Perhaps some of my rage should not be directed at your sunglasses, which certainly would be worthy of any other normal day of a little bit of rage.
I understand. You know, what I look for, really, and what I've been looking for, is I'm looking for the yellow-tinted ones that are really good for indoors that actually cut down all the fluorescent light crap, and they make you look like Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Those I can't find anywhere. And I'm looking for the same kind that Jack wears that are the traditional, like, square kind.
There are no fluorescent lights in this studio.
Well, it's that light behind your head. It's not fluorescent, but it's a big bulb that I look at all the time. Do you want me to take the glasses?
No, if it makes you happy, no.
I'm very happy.
I'm just busting balls.
I know that you will get used to it at a certain point, but I will tell you, if I had the yellow ones, it would be less. Now it would be more of a distraction.
It'd be goofier if you had those big Dayglo like hunting goggles on.
Look for those on the week's to come.
Listen, I'm sure you'll find them in New York tomorrow. You can buy anything in goddamn New York.
Right, that's where I should look for them.
So listen, I'm just so pissed about this thing with my car that my car's been in the shop for 2 weeks.
It sounds to me like they're not. I know you don't want to say anything bad.
No, I don't want to say anything bad.
They're giving you a bit of the runaround.
My car has been in the shop for 2 weeks for a problem that, you know, it's under warranty and there's no problem with money or with abuse of the car. Just that something in the car is wrong. And after 2 weeks, they called me up and they said, guess what? Your car is ready. I got in the car. I'm driving away from the place. I am no more than 5 miles away when the check engine light comes on. So I call the guy up. I call him and I say, listen, I'm 5 miles away from the service place and the check engine light comes on.
How long was your car in there the first time?
2 weeks. It's 2 weeks today.
That's the problem right there. See, if it sits around that long, that means that sometimes they don't even get to it.
He said, listen, not a problem. It's probably just one of the sensors. Don't worry about it. Bring it in next week. you're fine.
Right.
So I continue driving on my merry way, and I get to work, and all of a sudden I notice the smell of oil.
No.
And I lift up the hood, and there's that big oily smoke that's coming out. Same thing that happened when I brought it in the shop originally 2 weeks ago.
It's probably just oil that got on the engine.
Oh. You see, Mike had the benefit of being on the listening end when I was just, so I come in and I call the dealership.
Such a lame excuse.
And I say this to the guy. I say, listen, I got to work, and it's not just the engine light now. It's this smoke that's pouring out and an oily smell. And he said, well, we had to replace the turbocharger, and there was lots of oil around the engine. They probably couldn't clean it all. That's probably all it is. Just to be sure, go downstairs and check the oil. Use the dipstick, check the oil,
right,
and let me know what it says. So I go downstairs, I check the oil. It barely even registers on the dipstick.
Oh, there's no oil in the crankcase. Right? That's always a wonderful thing to do to an engine.
So what I do is I wait, I wipe the thing off, I put it back in. And then just to double idiot-proof it, I actually get out the book inside the glove compartment where it shows you how to read the dipstick. Even though I know I'm positive that there's no oil in the car,
right,
I don't want to call this guy back
and
run the risk that he's saying to me, you're reading the dipstick the wrong way.
So it's under the first line. It's right down on the little nubby.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
It's barely registering. So I call him back, and that's when I went through this. How long was I on hold at the car dealership?
I sat there for probably 12, 13 minutes. I finally came downstairs because I had to do some stuff, and you were still on the phone waiting.
I'm still waiting for this guy.
Oh.
You know,
you haven't talked to him yet?
No. I mean, I was still waiting for him.
Okay.
All I kept hearing was, you know, your call is important to us. Thank you for buying your car here.
Oh, man.
We'll be with you as soon as possible.
Is it a crowded place when you get your car serviced?
Very crowded.
Yeah,
very good.
People.
I finally got a hold of the guy, and he said what I wanted him to say. Bring it back.
There you go.
I said, all right, I'll be glad to.
Absolutely.
Just F up my life a little more. Although, you know, I shouldn't be complaining, because I do have something to tell you, and I swear on the head of Jesus Christ that this is absolutely true. No bull ass.
This is good?
This is good.
Okay.
This is good. After the show we did yesterday about Beat the Cops.
Yes.
Last night, I swear on my child's life, because I know a lot of times you think that I exaggerate stuff. I'm not exaggerating. I'm going home, and I drove through a speed trap, and I got pulled over last night.
Oh, my God.
For doing 50 and a 35.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy let me go.
Oh. And is there, did you use a strategy?
No strategy.
He was just giving you a break.
No strategy. None at all. As soon as I drove by this guy, I knew it. I saw him with a radar gun, and I went, you know what this is? This is just karma coming back.
Charlie Broyles stole the book. You gave me the book yesterday, and I kept it, and then Charlie took it.
I said, you know what this is? I'm saying this to myself. We shouldn't have done that bit on the show today.
Yeah,
he says it
was bad karma.
I knew it. It's bad karma. I pulled over. The guy comes up. I said, hi. He says, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, yes. Yes, of course I do. How fast was I going? He said, 50.
That's like Richard, the driver in New York, who said, as he was taking me to the train station last Friday night, and he said, you know, I've been driving, I forget how long he's been driving in the city, but he said, I've been driving for so many years in this city, never one accident. I said, oh, he said, now that I say that, something's going to happen. And I said, you know, you would have been okay if you just said never an accident, but once you said, now that I said that, something bad's going to happen, sure enough, van in front of him, Friday night, I didn't tell you this, boom, right into the back of another
You're
limousine.
Kidding, no.
Right into the back, and this guy got out,
Hi,
hello,
Chuck. And Richard has been laid up with a bad back, I think, ever since.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I talked to him a little while ago.
Oh.
I mean, he'll be there tomorrow.
So he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not so laid up that he couldn't email Leah, though. Did anybody catch that when Leah Remini said that on the show this week? She says, hey, I got an email from your driver in New York.
Way to go, Richard.
Prescription?
Richard's used it. Yeah, no, not prescription. No. Thank you.
He's resting his eyes, Charlie. So,
hey, oh, Charlie,
there, that's for you.
Okay, thanks.
That's for you.
There's a little unspoken something going on here right now.
We didn't mention his haircut.
His haircut, what hair?
His skinhead Andy Rice look.
Here he is, this is the same dude he always gets.
So, the guy pulls me over, and I'm thinking, this is just karma for doing that bit on the show
yesterday.
Yeah,
you're doomed. You're going to get a ticket.
And the guy comes up and he says, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, yes, I do. He said, do you know the speed limit here? And I said, 45? And he said, no, 35. License, registration. I give him the license and registration. Guy goes back to his car. He comes back like 3 minutes later. Just gives it back. Says, hey, just slow down. Have a nice night.
That's incredible.
I thought, wow.
And you didn't use any strategies like finding out if it was the maximum speed or if it was just the speed.
No.
Because then you could have said, well, I thought it was reasonable as to the conditions officer.
You know,
may I see your radar gun, please? I was reading that book yesterday.
You know, when you get pulled over by a cop.
You go into a freeze mode.
Right. I mean, you start to panic and junk. I was just thinking, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm just getting these other tickets off my insurance now. My insurance is finally going to go down. Right. My wife is going to kill me. My insurance is not going to go down. And then, you know, bing, lets me off. So thank you. I don't even know if he's listening today. Thank you.
That's
all I want to say. I do appreciate that.
The guy from my life insurance asked me a bunch of questions about that today, about speeding tickets. Do they do that with you when you get life insurance?
Mm-mm.
Asked me about speeding tickets. Mm-mm. He also asked me if I bungee jump, skydive, race fast cars, or race fast boats, or like ski at an expert level, something like that. It was so weird. It was all these things. I said no. As a matter, and I used the example. I said no. As a matter of fact, most of my gang, when we go up to New York, they take the plane. I even take the train. I said I have a very strong self preservation instinct, Your Honor.
You know, I tried to call you today. Did your wife tell you that I called you today?
No,
I called you this morning. Well, she'll learn, won't she? I called you this morning at 9.
Really?
You were out, shocker, playing golf. But,
yeah, I was hitting a few balls, yeah.
But the reason I called you was my pager went off at 9 o'clock this morning, and I thought, who's paging me? And I realized that I'm still signed up to that Police Chase pager network.
Oh, fantastic.
And this morning...
You still get LA Channel 4, right?
Yes, I do. And this morning, and I told your wife to turn it on Channel 4 KNBC in Los Angeles, bar none... The greatest chase I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
This guy steals a car, a black Jeep Cherokee.
Uh-huh.
This guy, 6 o'clock in the morning, Los Angeles time, he is going 100 miles an hour down the freeway. He's cutting through traffic. He drives by these railroad tracks. For a while, he's driving on the dirt right next to, right parallel to the railroad tracks.
Right.
As the ding, 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 as the gates are going down, he drives through the gate.
Did he bust the gates when he
went through? No. They were just starting to...
He just made it.
They were just ding, 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 going down. Mm. Now, the reason the guy got caught was because they have so many goddamn TV helicopters.
Right.
That this guy, even though he left all of these cops back behind at the railroad gate, the helicopter's staying with the guy.
Absolutely.
And the helicopter's saying, this guy's continuing on. So he drives through a residential area. He stops his car, and he gets out.
Casually?
No.
But
no,
he's racing. He knows the copters are above him.
He gets out of the car. No, Rob. He gets out of the car. He gets out of the car, and he takes off on foot. Now, this guy is pretty agile, because this guy starts jumping over fences and stuff, mm-hmm. and he's doing it like guys in movies.
Right.
Where, you know that thing they do in movies where if it was a real guy, a regular guy...
You'd crawl up the fence?
Yeah, trying to climb up a chain link fence where they had these big, like, maybe 5.5 foot tall... big, just like cement fences between these houses.
He does the thing where he puts his hand up and he's just kicks his legs over it.
He's just leaping over these fences.
Wow.
And he keeps going from backyard to backyard until he gets to the one backyard where there's this giant junkyard dog that looks at him and starts going. And the guy says,
this is
around,
incredible.
This is the best chase I've ever
seen. You've got railroad tracks, you've got junkyard dogs, you've got backyards.
And I tried to tell you about it.
That's incredible.
Then it winds down because he goes into an area where there's all this shrubbery and all these trees. And all of a sudden, they don't know where the guy is.
They lose him.
Well, they know that he's in one of these houses.
Wow.
There's like four houses where the backyards all back up to this community area that has all of these big trees. And so they're saying that what the cops are doing is they're hoping that the people inside the houses are watching the TV.
Incredible.
So that the people inside will know that there's this loony that's out in their backyards, and they don't know if the guy's broken into somebody's home.
This is why it's great. I mean, this is really why, because it does work. Did they catch the guy?
They caught the guy at 3 minutes until 10 o'clock. It lasted exactly 57 minutes. He was hiding by garbage cans.
Oh, my God.
In somebody's backyard.
Oh,
the best chase I've ever seen.
3 minutes before 7 o'clock Los Angeles time.
So 3 minutes before the Today Show went on.
Oh, wow.
They had a whole hour of this going on.
Was he in one of the houses?
No, he was behind one of the houses.
Oh, that is incredible.
The best chase I've ever seen.
And you actually saw the dog, too?
Yeah, you see all of it because the News 4 helicopter was on this guy every step of the way. It was Captain Mike was the guy who was...
there he goes.
Not the guy with the goofy handlebar mustache.
Another
captain.
I think he's the guy who zoomed in when the guy blew his brains out.
Well, it was great. A long time ago, I signed up for that service where you get paged whenever there's a high-speed chain.
Right. What a value that is. They're still paging you.
And I forgot I even had the pager. I was just sitting in the kitchen, and I heard this... And I'm thinking, what the hell is that? I'm going through the doors, and it was a vibrating pager that was going off telling me, turn on KNBC.
You know, you don't see a lot of that in New York. You don't see a lot of it in D.C. And I, you know, for my money, I think that all major metropolitan areas ought to step up to the plate, get a few more helicopters, and, give us some more of this entertainment.
Right.
You know,
how often
do we have a guy that's out on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge here in Washington, D.C.?
Ready to jump?
That's jumping, and then, you know, you get footage from a TV truck that got there 60 minutes late.
Now, listen, we've talked for a long time on this show about that's the best form of entertainment going. You are riveted. And I mean, when this guy is going through the intersections, and you know, of course, the anchors, while they're trying to remain in control,
sure,
they're as jacked as the people at home.
It's like free time for them.
And they're building. they're building suspense on this. They're going, thank goodness there's no one up this early. Uh-oh, here he comes up to another intersection. You never know. There could be cars coming the other way. God, we can only hope that there's no pedestrians up ahead.
So they're tweaking it up as much as they can.
Oh, it was great.
Especially the morning guys. That's normally a mid-afternoon to early evening activity. Snaps his cap.
A rare treat for the people who are always on the lowest rung of the station's tower.
Sure, yeah.
The people who have to do the show before the Today Show or Good Morning America.
Yeah, a little smog in the valley. Well, we have a breaking story.
Yep, breaking news. Breaking news from the valley this morning.
How do you like that? Look at that guy go.
Well, best one I've ever seen.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
Best one ever.
It had a dog in it. I mean, you know.
It's fantastic.
Very cool.
You could not beat it with a stick. Oh, it's not beat it with a stick. I'm watching the Knicks game last night.
Yes.
I laugh every time I hear a basketball announcer say, what did they say? He beat him off that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's used in basketball play-by-play constantly.
It was something with Rick Smits of that big doofus for the Pacers who went.
Doesn't it involve jockeying for a position underneath the net?
Well, he went right by Patrick Ewing to score some basket, and all I heard him was say, boy, he really beat off Patrick Ewing there. And they said like 5,000, really beat him off.
Yeah, it's a tremendous strategy in basketball.
Beat him off the stick.
Thank God it's not really happening. Well, maybe that would, the ratings would go up a little bit if that happened.
If Rick Smits was to beat off Patrick Ewing.
The Pacers won last night.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it kicked ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, you really have good karma with cops there, I'd say. I do, too. I mean, I've lost track of the number of times that I have speeded considerably and gotten by with it. But I'll tell you what I do.
Oh, no, hold on a second. I don't want to say this because we do not have good karma.
No.
You know, that time
we have the worst karma.
Well, here's some advice for you. I think I keep my karma by whenever I pass a cop on the street or see one in a diner or something, I always go up to him and say, thanks for doing this job. If it worked for me, we wouldn't have any cops.
You say that to cops?
Yeah.
Well, that, in a karma way,
I'm sure that probably works in your favor.
Could be your karma. I mean, one of the things they said in that book, and I believe this truly, I mean, if you are going to get a break, what you have to do is you have to do the yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, and pull the car over. You know, don't be a ween. Because I'm sure there are people that, especially if you've got a little two-lane road, and you get pulled over, the guy will just okay.
That's what I was on last night, a two-lane road.
You pull over as far as you could?
Of course I did.
Do that.
I pulled off at someone's driveway.
And you always say yes or no, so yes. Yeah. I mean, if the cop is going to be inclined to give you a break, he's certainly going to be more likely to do so if you're, if you're yes sir in him to death.
They shocked me last night. Like, wow, thanks. Okay, great. Thank you.
It's incredible.
Thank
lucky.
You. Goodbye.
Then it's like winning the lottery.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and say thanks to Rob for coming by our high school, even though it really wasn't that much of a big deal.
Oh, so you were at Rob's appearance at the high school today?
Yeah.
Did Rob try to touch you?
No, he didn't.
Good, Rob.
I'm proud of him. No, but, no, he actually,
Did he try to Marty Bass you?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me, Martin Bass you.
Martin Bass. Rob, we're all very proud of Rob also.
Good job.
Was Rob wearing the mascot outfit?
No. But he brought a lot of stuff, so that actually made people come to his table.
Really? What, food?
No, keychains and pictures.
He was selling our pictures?
No, handing them out.
Oh, you were handing them out
for free.
He had them in a big pile on the table. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
Career day. Was it for people that want to get into the broadcast business, Rob? Is that what it was for?
People who want low-paying jobs with virtually no security and no self-respect.
I said, have a good time. Come on, we could use you. Here, have a picture of Pat Goss.
And you were helping the kids make informed decisions on their career. So I trust you were trying to talk kids out of going into this business?
I told them that it could be fun, but there's no money in it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I gave them the truth. I said, it's a lot of fun.
Thanks to him, I'm probably not going to go in radio now, but, you know.
Oh, good job, yeah. Rob.
Excellent. Very nice.
Way to go.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Just serving the people. Go Warhawks.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Warhawks.
Hello.
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 Hey, this is Scott the Dwarf.
Scott the Dwarf?
Hey,
Scott,
doing?
How you doing?
Good. I wanted to share a couple of my stories.
Hold on. Scotty.
What?
When are you going to bring your elfin band down here?
I promise you, as we speak, we're putting together a single.
Wait a minute. Scott. What? I want to stop you right there because there was... Wasn't there a call like a couple of weeks ago about Scott the Dwarf being on some show, and we asked if Scott was out there, and Scott never called us, right?
Was it in a commercial?
Okay, you know what? I heard vicious rumors about that, and that, needless to say, was not me.
Okay.
It was about a commercial, I think.
Yeah.
I guess all little people look alike.
Have you commented yet, Scott, on your picture in Entertainment Weekly?
I have not. I have many of copies.
Yeah, but have you commented on it yet, officially?
Did we ask you about that the last time you were on?
No, I'll comment on it right now.
Yes, in a recent edition of Entertainment Weekly, I guess, what channel did a show about dwarfs?
It was on the Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel. There was a little picture.
Right?
Of course. No, but, you know, it was a little picture of Scott the Dwarf.
Oh, there he is, front man again, getting his face out there.
Absolutely. I'm a whore to the media.
You're the world's littlest whore.
That's right. So listen.
Yes.
Okay, I used to get stopped by the cops all of the time for extremely bad stuff. A long time ago, I used to be involved in a lot of drugs. You too.
Really? No.
You pull over a high dwarf.
I must say, I'm not anymore.
Good.
Okay, but I used
to pull him over. And Scott, you remember Scott's car? Remember those blocks he has on the on the gas?
Blocks. They were legitimate pedals.
Yeah, legitimate extender pedals.
They're blocks.
Oh, let's talk about Rob A's car.
Okay, you're right about that.
Thank you.
All right.
That big boat.
You do have a goofy little car, though.
But no, I have a Corolla now. I'm moving up in the world.
Say listen again.
Listen.
Yeah.
But listen.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Thank you.
So the cop pulls you over, and
I used to get busted all the time for actual. I used to have bags hanging out of my pants of certain substances.
Oh my God!
On my life, I used to have they put handcuffs on me. They put me in the back of the car. They said you're going down forever. And then they'd look at me. And they're going, you know what? I can't arrest a little person. I'm sorry. And they throw the stuff to the side and they let me go.
There you go. Because you're a little guy.
Imagine that.
I used to get busted.
Nobody wants to throw a member of the Lollipop Gang in jail.
Maybe they're thinking I could squeeze through the bars or something.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, can I? But no, so anyway, about my band.
Hey, wait a minute. And Scott, you've straightened yourself out, right?
I have straightened myself
very
out.
Very good.
Straight and narrow. That's good. Been for a long time.
You know, I could have saved myself a whole lot of trouble, Mike, if I would have just had you cut my legs off about 4 years ago.
It would have worked. You heard Scott. Absolutely.
I had to learn my lesson the hard way.
That's the way
that tall people have to learn.
It's a drag when you're full size. That's for sure.
Being tall sucks sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm in the studio right now in New Jersey. We're putting together our first single on a CD. It's going to be out, and then I promise you, as I'm sitting here 4'6", you guys will be the first ones that I send it to, and then I'm going to want to come on there and play live there, but I have to do it as long as I can't do it until I have something to promote in order so I can make a few bucks here down the line.
All right, well, bring your elfin band by. What's the name of your elfin band again?
The Little Kings with a Z at the end, .com. Check it out. It's huge.
LittleKings.com. All right, thank you, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Scott, the argumentative dwarf.
Argumentative dwarf.
Argumentative. Yeah.
It'd be real cool to get him to play it like a pool party or something.
Yeah.
Really. Here they are, the Little Kings.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Now, listen, we have to cut this short because I did make a promise that we're going to start today's show
right. With
the Dennis Murphy prom tapes, and we will get to those in our next break.
Very good.
I promise. And then we also have... Charlie Stossel coming by today.
Good.
Talking about Mission Impossible 2. I have some great jail mail for Charlie Stossel.
Fantastic. I know he'll enjoy it.
And also today, the total psychological interview of John Kim.
Ah, John Kim's coming in today. Right.
Why does he love the fatties?
Yeah, we'll really get into his head.
We'll find out today with America's favorite yellow person.
John Kim.
Crazy John Kim coming in today for his psychiatric evaluation.
Should be very exciting.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, guys, how are you today?
I were great, thank you.
I was watching television last night, and on the Tom Green show, they had his sidekick in talking to the doctor who did his ectomy.
Yeah, we saw that.
Mike and I were talking about that in the office before the show. Great, great Tom Green episode last night, the cancer show.
I was a Tom Green fan before. I'm now an incredible Tom Green fan. I think it's just about the funniest, best thing I've ever seen. It really, really groundbreaking. I mean, you see a lot of stuff on the Learning Channel with surgeries, but that guy, he's going in to have his lymph nodes removed. He doesn't know whether they're going to come back and say, the cancer is spread to your whole body, and he
brings the camera in.
He brings the camera in, and he's still doing shtick. Did you see the part where he goes up to the dirty linen?
Yeah, and he starts chasing his, chasing his buddy around with the soiled linen.
And the nurse is just getting pissed off, you know, and he's just a few hours away from this procedure. It was fantastic. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, a great Tom Green episode last night.
There was just a little bit of a cringe when they cut open the baggie where the dissected testicle was.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he just pressing on it, and I was like, okay, thank you, and just wanted to turn the channel, but it was like watching a train wreck. You just sat there and kept watching.
Oh, no, it was the best thing that's ever been on MTV.
And I will tell you this. I mean, with all of his joking around, and when he was going through the procedure, and they show the procedure, with all of that, and he's singing his little song, which is just cracking me up.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you,
your balls.
There's not a guy in America that didn't take a check of the old beanbag during that, because you just couldn't help yourself.
My favorite moment was when he pulled out one of his guys, the guy that stands behind him in the window.
Yeah.
When he made that guy come out and take his pants off on stage.
And have the doctor get down and do the exam. And then Tom Green's face is like 1 inch
away from that guy's balls.
Hysterical.
Yeah. I mean, it was
trailblazing, really.
Really, really great. Better than the time that he sucked the cow's udder.
Blew it away. It blew away. And you know, the gist of that, most of the time.
The gist of that.
He is really not knowing legitimately whether
what's
he's got
happen.
Terminal cancer or not. It's amazing.
It's great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. I just want to talk to Don Liker about the Tom Green cancer, and I went through the same cancer treatment that Tom Green went through, so I was letting him know that I faced some of the same things that Tom Green did.
You faced those demons.
Yes.
And, well, are you healthy now?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, listen, what do you want, a medal?
You don't sound as funny as Tom Green.
No.
Please, what do you want?
Oh, hi, John Kim. I don't want him now. Get out of here, John.
Not yet. No, don't come walking in here yet.
John Kim is already here.
John Kim.
I'd like your average Chinese tourist who's got a big-ass camera around his neck.
Really? Wants to record his visit.
He really does. Well, no, I'm not ready for John Kim yet.
John Kim.
Not a chance. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling from Staten Island, New York.
Yes.
I want to call and try and guess the secret sound.
Oh, you know, we do have that exemption for the good people of New York City.
We do. Have you called before?
No, I have not.
All right.
All right, beautiful. No build-up or anything.
No build-up. I don't even want to hear it.
Okay. You don't want to hear it.
Don't even want to hear it.
Really?
All right.
This would be unprecedented.
All right, then, for $500. What's your first name?
Rich.
Rich, what is the secret sound?
I think it's a nail clipper.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
I tried, guys. Thanks anyway.
100% wrong. Thank you,
right.
Rich.
Good guess.
Thank you, my friend.
That was a good guess.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hello.
Scott the Dwarf.
No.
No, you're not.
No, this is Lewis.
Hey, Mike, how was your therapy? Hey, Mike.
Is this Lewis? Is this Lewis Coleman?
I'm positive it is.
Is this Craig Coleman?
Lewis?
Is this Lewis? Is this Lewis Coleman? I'm positive it is. Is this Craig Coleman?
He's just turning the radio up now.
What is going on?
Is that you, Lewis?
I'm not quite sure how to answer you.
It is.
Yeah, it's got to be Craig.
Mm-hmm, that's him. Hello, Lewis.
What do you think about Tom Green?
Long time no chat, Lewis.
Wow. Didn't we officially ban him when I wanted him to do a job on the show a while ago and we gave him one last chance?
That has been proven to be absolutely meaningless.
Oh, look at that. He's gone.
There you go.
What do you think about that, Mr. Sunglasses? He's out of our lives.
How long had it been since we actually spoke to Lewis?
A long time.
Very long time.
A long time.
Yeah, and, you know, are we in agreement that maybe he would have got a little more airtime if he wasn't just dicking around like that?
He had turned the radio up. What an idiot that guy is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Jack Cassidy, and guess what?
What, Jack?
I was an answer on Jeopardy last night.
Was Jack Cassidy really an answer on
Jack
Jeopardy?
Jack Cassidy, right here.
What was the question?
This father and mother duo of Sean Cassidy had their own Broadway play. Who is Jack Cassidy and Shirley Jones?
Jack Cassidy.
I'm Jack Cassidy and I'm bisexual. I want to do Alex Trebek.
Why does he marry Marty Ingalls?
What is anal sex?
Why did I have that cigarette by the fire that night at the Magic Castle in Hollywood?
How about a little fire? A little fire, Scarecrow.
I'm Jack Cassidy. I swing both ways. I'm bisexual.
My kids.
Oh, dear. Man.
Goodbye, please.
Wow.
Get off the phone. Okay, clear those lines out.
Thank you, young man.
Clear them out, Toya. Oh, Toya, come here.
Toya's here today.
Yeah, I want to check on her pants situation.
Yeah, let's find out if everything's fine.
Because I know yesterday she had to leave because of a bit of a female problem.
Yep, we'll find out all the info if everything's fine now.
And maybe, you know, maybe that's also a reason that she had her spirit broken.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going through that, you know, her special time.
Her thank God is your remedy.
Leah called her,
that's
God.
My new favorite word for it.
Here is Toya Swallow right now.
Hi, Toya.
Hi.
So, Toya, yesterday, like, you had an explosion in your pants, huh?
No, Don, I wasn't.
Well, then why did you have to leave?
I heard Don characterized it as, seriously, some sort of nuclear disaster back there.
And we had to throw a chair away.
No, Don, well, then, it wasn't like that.
Then why did you have to leave work?
Okay, see, Don is, like, the really cool Matlock. The really cool, like, okay, see what happened? Yes, I did start yesterday.
But that was not the reason you left?
Well, yeah, that was the reason I left.
Okay.
But a chair didn't get messed up and there was no explosion.
But you did mess in your pants. If you didn't mess in your pants, why did you have to leave?
No, well, I didn't have anything with me.
Couldn't you just go to the 7-Eleven to buy some?
Well, yeah, but no.
Because you messed your pants.
Oh, my God.
Did you have to throw away the underpants? Did you?
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, that means it was awful.
But the chair is the same chair you've been using, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just human nature.
How are you doing today? Is that any of the reason that maybe your spirit was broken the other day, too?
You know, that may have had a little something to do with it, but now I'm better.
Everything's fine. You seem very perky today.
Yeah.
You seem very perky today, Toya.
It's that first day is damn as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one in you right now?
Yeah.
You do.
Grosses me out.
It grosses me out that you even asked that question.
You
asked. You see, you're better than I am with that one. I just get all oogie, the whole subject. I'm just sitting here with I'm digging my nails into the chair right now.
You have little girls, Mike, so you're going to have to get used to it.
I know I am, but not for many, many moons.
Don't girls carry around, like, grosses of tampons in their purses and stuff just for occasions that?
Your wife has probably been in this situation. You occasionally are.
Not
caught,
for years, Mike.
Caught without that situation.
It doesn't matter if she said something to me today. You remember that my father-in-law said something to her when my father-in-law, who incidentally is doing better now, he had a pacemaker installed.
Good.
A couple of weeks ago when he was actually dead for a couple of minutes when his heart stopped,
mm-hmm.
When he came back out of it, one of the first things he said was, someone's going to have a baby.
Right.
Right? So Frida came in to me today and she said that she was very nauseous.
Ooh.
That she was feeling, you know, like sick at her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And she was hinting around, you know, that she thought that maybe she was pregnant.
Right.
And I said, no, come on, don't toy with me. And then she said, no, I don't think so. And I said, do you even get your period anymore? And she said, no.
Which would mean that wouldn't happen.
Those gates are shut forever, that she's just got the flu bug or something.
But, you know, the human body, especially when you're talking about the reproductive system, doesn't it have a way of doing kind of strange things mm-hmm. where you all of a sudden, you know, she might wake up one day and could be. I mean, is she really like mourning?
No, I think no. She just felt bad today.
So
she
nauseous.
just had a oogie stomach. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she had sick poops or anything. But I think it's been like 5 years since she's
since she's had her period.
She had what was called early menopause, right?
Yes, she did.
Right. But I was going to say.
And she had it on this show.
I remember when she was talking about it. But women, I think, I've known women many times that, you know, you just are in that situation and you don't have the right hardware with you at that particular time, which is what happened, obviously.
Yeah, because it was early, that's why.
Yeah, it's like came early.
Caught you by surprise.
You thank God came early. Mm-hmm. Rob, yours came early this month, too, didn't it?
You know, Mike, I skipped mine.
Oh, congratulations.
But don't they have, like, vending machines in the ladies' room?
Yeah, but they're never full, and they're never the right kind. They give you, like, the generic brand, and they're
like, there's a difference.
Right. So let me explain what's going on here, Troy, and I'm going to tell you what these two gentlemen are doing here. See, this has nothing to do with your thank God. This is all about leaving work.
Leaving work. That's don't understand why you had to leave work yesterday.
They're wondering whether you snuck a free day out because of your thank God.
Well, then the only excuse could be that.
How can I prove it? That would be kind of gross.
Well, no, listen, I believe that you got your period yesterday.
Yeah.
But the question is, unless you did have an explosion in your pants, then why couldn't you have just gone to the ladies' room to buy a tampon or gone down the street to 7-Eleven to buy a tampon?
Well, an explosion is such a harsh word. It wasn't really an explosion. It was like a minor...
Eruption?
No, a minor leak in communication.
Okay. I totally think that's okay.
And I'd just like to point out, I don't think that minor would be the word that would be used then. Because if it was minor, you would have had to leave work 2 hours early.
Just say major, for the love of God, Toya. Just say it was major.
Okay, it was major. Thank colossal.
You. Thank you.
Gigantic, wasn't it?
Thank you. Huge.
It was a total mess.
Yeah.
Did you have to throw them away?
We're still trying to steam clean the rug back there. And call screen.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
That's what he wanted.
All I want's the truth, Mike.
You can't handle the truth.
And if the brand is wrong in the ladies' room, really, someone should talk with Ben.
I am curious as to how you knew that. How did you know that they had a dispenser?
That's a good question.
I've been in that bathroom before because when I used to...
I've been in that bathroom, too.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's urgent situations, and if they're cleaning the other bathroom, you have to do what you have to do.
I've been in that bathroom, but I never observed it. I didn't linger in there and explore enough to know that there was a dispenser.
How much do they cost, Rob?
This I don't know. I blew like $6 or $7 waiting for my M&Ms to come out, and then I figured it out.
Okay, get out of here. Come on. Goodbye, Shecky. Clear these lines out right now.
This isn't a Snickers bar.
Call 100. We'll give you a shot at $500 with the secret sound. Good luck. Phone number is 877-365-3630.
The cure for your anal spasm.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
DC today. We'll be up in New York tomorrow and also on Friday.
Friday.
But I think we just firmed up when we're in New York.
Here I go.
Maybe on Friday. Marv Albert's going to come back on.
Hey, fantastic.
Yeah. And since he's already been through the ringer with us about him and girls' underpants and everything, I think we'll mainly be talking to him about the Knicks, although we are going to try to get Marv Albert to take the sex quiz.
Ah, very good. That would be wonderful. You know, I've seen him interviewed since, and he seems to have resigned himself to the fact that he made a mistake, and now he's moving on with his life.
Well, the last time we had him on, he was all right about that. Remember, we were just going to barely discuss it with him, and we ended up talking to him about it for about 30 minutes.
Guys, there's no problem. You can talk about it all you want. Doesn't matter to me.
So maybe he'll take the sex quiz.
Yes.
We'll see. Maybe that is on Friday's episode. Or maybe tomorrow. You know what? You just better listen every day.
Yeah, that's right.
I never know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hello, who's this?
I'm caller 100.
Right, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Where are you from, Stephanie?
Silver Spring.
Stephanie, do you have PlayStation?
Well, my boyfriend does, but I don't.
Beautiful. Well, then, you've won NCAA Final Four 2000 for Sony PlayStation, courtesy of Express.com. The best place to go for games, game systems, DVD, and DVD players. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for the trip. We're giving away on Friday to Salt Lake City, Utah, to go to the Sundance Film Festival.
All right.
That is on Friday's episode. Now, that I know we're doing on Friday. Where are you calling from?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Beautiful. Are you ready to go for $500?
Sure am.
Okay, we'll play you the secret sound right now.
Okay.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Cool Shades Goulet.
We wish you... God, you know, every time I forget you're wearing them, you say something to remind me.
Or I give you a look with them.
Yeah. Right. Don't wink at me. Okay, we wish you... Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
What are you doing now, Stevie Wonder? Is that what you were doing?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is. it's more a visual than an oral.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! For $500, what is that sound?
Is it the sound of a latch on a medicine cabinet when you open or close the medicine cabinet?
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Well, thank you, though.
Thanks.
And don't forget, every guest is a clue for you.
Isn't that the second medicine cabinet we've gotten?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Well, people are all, you know, on the hygiene thing, and yesterday's hint, which was sink.
Right.
And today, at some point in the show, I'll give you the most blatant, the one that Rob vetoed yesterday.
Hmm. You thought that yesterday's hint would be an easy, that everybody would get it after that.
Yes, but I have one that's even more explicit than the hint I gave you yesterday, which was think sink.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous day's clue, which was hygiene. And the previous day's clue, which was bathroom. And the previous day's clue was it is a sound that regular listeners of this show most likely never hear.
Never hear.
Yeah, or very rarely hear.
Very rarely.
Very rarely hear. I'll give you the hands.
So hard.
The hands down, the easiest clue. The one, if you don't get it off this one, you're dumb.
And so you think you're going to give this clue and somebody's going to get it right away?
Yeah, we'll hit the jackpot today.
Okay, very good.
Robbie, you got that tape ready?
That is a very good reason, ladies and gentlemen, to stay tuned to this program.
Okay, now, as promised for the last 3 days, and I don't know why, we got some calls yesterday late in the show. People were upset thinking that we're just teasing them with this.
Listen, yes.
Trust me. It ain't that great.
Okay.
It's Dennis Murphy going to a prom.
Have you had a listen? Have you had a little check, or has Rob told you the quality?
Rob has already given me. Rob had the unfortunate duty of having to sit through all of Dennis's raw tape.
Dennis, he lays a lot of tape on the tape.
And condensing it down into a smaller version of what happened. Let me give you a little background. Last week on the show, I said it'd be great if Dennis went to a prom with a girl, half thinking that it would never really happen. Well, lo and behold, this guy called up. He said, yeah, his daughter needs a date for the prom. We talked to the daughter.
She thought it was cool.
Right. Everything was on the up and up. We had the dad go out with Dennis and the girl. We got him a car. We got him dinner at the Palm restaurant. We got them clothes and flowers. And now here, and you tell me, we have video to go along with this. If at any point there's anything you want to hear and see it at the same time, I'll sync it up for you.
No.
And the pictures will be on the web. They might be already. Let me give you this this website right here. It's GeoCities, GeoCities.com / Don and Mike Prom / AllPics, AllPics, .html.
Very good.
Okay? Again, really, I'm just telling you up front, too much trouble to even bother writing down the address to look at the pictures.
They're not that great.
But if you're interested,
it's very good.
geocities.com / Don and Mike Prom / AllPics, .html.
All right.
So we will start with the interview of Dennis talking to his prom date, Cheryl.
Very good.
Okay, let's roll. This is from last Saturday night.
Okay, I guess the tone. Get ready for the tone.
Well, Don and Mike, I just entered. I'm taping right now. Don and Mike, I just entered Cheryl's house, and I just gave her the card.
Oh, my. Now, I don't know why we didn't get to hear Dennis. What I wanted to hear was the ding-dong.
Right.
You know, hello. Hello, this is Dennis Murphy.
You can't expect him to know that.
No. Certainly not. It's not like he's ever done anything for this show before.
No, I mean, he does not understand that type of thing. He doesn't understand that, you know, the special moments, like the opening of the door, you know, getting into the limo.
Her horror when she first sees him.
Ordering dinner.
Well, we might have that.
Okay.
I think we do have Dennis arriving at the Palm, meeting with the maitre d', talking with the waiter. We do have some of that.
Maitre d'.
Okay.
So, Cheryl, I have to ask you, why did you decide to go to a prom with me?
That's a good question.
Well, my dad, he listens to the show.
Uh-huh.
And he called me up and he asked me if I wanted to do it. And I was like, sure, why not?
Oh, okay.
You know what else we're getting a lot of here? His Larry Bud Melvin microphone technique. Where he holds the microphone in front of his face.
And then he is so obsessed with keeping himself on the air, he will not put the microphone in front of her face.
Yeah.
That is Dennis.
Just like Larry Bud Melvin.
All the way.
Just be a real neat idea.
I'm surprised nobody asked you to the prom.
Well, I asked
couple people, but everybody had their dates already.
Oh, really? Okay, you have to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're too beautiful that you want to ask.
That's a nice compliment from Dennis.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Where's Dad?
Oh, well.
Where the hell is Dad?
No, listen, Dad's here. Just chill out.
Good.
Because it says in a later said all three walked to the limo.
Ah, very good.
Don't worry about it.
Rick will leave on here, but what the heck? Let's have a good time.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're waiting for the limo.
Yep.
So, tell me what the principal said about me coming to your prom, Jill.
Well, he was kind of concerned about if there was going to be any drinking involved and anything like that, if there was going to be any, like, promos for the radio station and things like that. He was kind of scared about everything, and I'm like, no, it's going to be a normal prom. There's nothing, you know, outrageous going to happen. It's just going to be a normal thing.
Are you serious? The principal was that worried that there would be a disturbance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was really freaking out about it.
You know what that is? That is the reputation of our show.
Yes.
Preceding us, even though...
And the reputation of Dennis Murphy as a known rummy.
You know, I mean, in our wildest days, we would never send a kid to school, to a school event with booze.
No, absolutely not.
And we made that perfectly clear on the air when we talked about it. But, you know, it's like when we do a Las Vegas show and the police show up in the riot gear because the PTA is so concerned about what we're going to do.
And I remember, you know, last week when you guys were making the arrangements behind the scenes and you were saying, you know, make sure you tell them no booze.
Yeah.
You were saying that to the guys at the restaurant.
Right.
You know, even if they ask for it, nobody gets any booze.
Not even the dad.
Right.
Nobody could drink.
So, oh, my God. No, but, don't worry, I'll be a gentleman and a scholar, and get back with us, so I'll behave myself.
You know, it's funny, though, when he says that, you know, because he's such an idiot that he makes that comment, you know, your dad's with us, so I'll behave myself, which is, you know, to indicate that the 40-year-old Dennis Murphy, if the dad wasn't there,
right,
he'd be all over you.
Yeah.
He wouldn't behave himself.
What does your friend think? About me
or as most of us would say, what do your friends think of me? Not what
right.
does your friends
what does
think?
Your friends right.
Back it up a little, Rob.
he's a little shaky.
What does your friends think of me?
What does your friends think about me coming with you?
Oh, they're real excited about the whole thing. They think it's a really neat idea. They're excited and they want to meet you and they want to see how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people heard about it on the radio, so they were asking me about it, and the word got through, and my friends, who I didn't tell already, were coming up and asking me about it even before.
Anybody like me thinking that at the end of this girl is going to win some incredible bet? Like the entire class has collected $20 bills?
Maybe.
You should.
Maybe.
So people, and like you were saying, what, in your last class, people were talking about it, and then you said, what? It was you, right?
Yeah, they said, well, do you know any other seniors named Cheryl? And I'm like, yeah, there's about three of us.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, we were talking about it in math class, and we heard about it. So.
What's the name?
Yeah, doing the interview. It's the Dennis Murphy interview.
That's you? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, my God.
What was your friend's reaction once they realized it was you that you were going with me to the prom?
Oh, he turned around, he's like, well, screw my date. I'm going to get my prom pictures taken with you.
Oh, that's excellent. That's unbelievable.
It's better than I thought it would
be. So, God and Mike, we're waiting for a memo, and as the memo comes, I'll come back. I'll come on the cake. I'll see you then.
All right, so that would be the end of our first segment.
Great first segment, Dennis.
As we now go to the next segment where we will walk to the limo and meet the driver.
Very good.
Which dovetails right into Dennis interviewing the dad.
Is it Richard?
No, it's not Richard the driver.
Just
no.
Gone and Light will walk out to the limo. Phil and her father, Neil. And right now we're walking to a car, so sure, are you excited with this memo?
Oh, yeah, it's really nice. I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks really nice. It's a Cadillac sedan, but hey, it looks good. It's not as good.
It's a limo.
Is he just in the car?
Why is he just in the car?
He's just in the car?
Yeah.
Aren't most limos Cadillacs?
He's dissing the fact that I think it's a town car or a sedan and not a stretch.
Oh, well, F you, Dennis. Just F you.
Yes,
I mean so, you know, it's the only he gets clarity over the most amazing thing.
It's a sedan, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah, well, excuse me for living, Dennis. Excuse me.
But it will go.
It will do.
Oh, nice.
But it will do.
It will do.
Yeah. Hi, because you gave it?
Yes.
Because you want to grab Cheryl and I and her father, right?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well. You just imagine what a big, sweating, slobbering mess he was.
Yeah.
You know, Buzz, I might want you to pull up those pictures.
Okay.
Just to, I'd be curious to know how sweaty and slobbery Dennis really did look.
Is that Don and Mike with the word or with the ampersand?
Don and Mike. A-N-D.
A-N-D, okay.
Right?
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Carol.
Oh, hold on.
What are you doing?
Did I hear somebody say to Dennis, what are you doing?
I think he's trying to open the door.
Yeah, no, it's Dennis. Obviously, Dennis is, like, racing around doing something.
Hi, Carol.
Oh, hold on. What?
Who knows what the hell's going on here?
Thank you.
He must have opened the door.
Dog furiously barking at Dennis.
What is
going on? Oh, I'll get on the other guy. Go ahead. Hi, David.
David the driver.
Damn, what a mess this is.
Thank you.
You know, now I'm thinking it might really get good by the time they get to the prom.
Oh, absolutely.
By the time we try to hear Dennis interact with some of today's hip-hop youth. All right, so now they're in the car. Now we're going to hear why Dennis did this.
Okay.
And, of course, the answer is that we ordered him to. And
yes.
He'll do anything on this show. But
anything for airtime.
See what he says.
Okay, ask our question of that.
Tell me, Dennis, why did you decide to do this?
I didn't have nothing to do on Saturday. I said, yeah. You know, when Don, you know, mentioned the idea, I said, it would be an interesting thing to do. And I'm surprised how quick you called in.
Oh, that's the dad asking him. But we have the pictures up here. They're very tiny pictures. She's a cute girl. She's a real nice looking girl. She has her hair pulled back.
Oh, this looks like regular prom pictures.
There it is. Nice. Charlie just clicked on the image. You know, she's a healthy looking girl. Look at him.
Oh my God.
But I will tell you this.
I expected, you know, didn't you expect like a pale blue ruffled shirt?
Yeah. Bob hat cane. Scroll down, Charlie. Go later in the evening. Later in the evening.
Oh, no.
There he is giving her a peck on the cheek goodnight.
Yes, that's the end of the evening. And she has a look on her face that says, I will be collecting a bet from the entire senior class.
Check out the sweaty head.
Yeah, he's had too much evening.
Look at him.
There he goes.
All right, well, you know what? We're getting ahead of ourselves
yes,
here.
Yes, we are.
By looking at the end of the evening photos.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to the car.
All right.
But you know, the main thing I have nothing to do with that is that's why I decided.
You're going out with my daughter because you have nothing to do.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
That was the dad, right?
You're going out with my daughter because you have nothing to do. That's funny.
I think I'm a hungry person like Cheryl is.
A what?
Did he say homely?
Maybe he was trying to say lonely.
No, but she's not. Rob, back to tell you about because she's a cute girl.
Yes, she is.
And I don't mean that in a pedophile way. I mean,
no, like, I know. I mean, no, I understand exactly
she's
what you
a cute
mean.
Girl.
Attractive
right?
Young woman.
And I'm surprised how quick you called in. but you know, the main thing I have nothing to do with that is that's why I decided to do it.
You're going out with my daughter because you have nothing to do.
Oh, usually I don't have anything to do. I think I'm a homely person like Cheryl is.
Homely?
I think we're going to have to examine that when he comes
online.
He said
homely.
What the hell was he talking about?
Did he say homely, Rob?
Yeah, but could he possibly mean like a homebody?
Yes.
And
yeah,
I mean, I don't think he was out to...
I know it sounds like you're giving him a message, but I think that's exactly what
he's
saying.
All right, let's see what the dad's response to that is. Here we go. No response.
No. Just balls his fist
what
up.
What do you think about Cheryl?
I think Cheryl is a very lovely young lady. And, you know, not too chill, but, you're fine. Can't complain.
I think the quality on this tape is so bad now.
It's because Dennis is like killing a bird in his hand.
It's mic technique. It's all about the mic.
You know, if you have those handhelds, as you know, you start shaking them around, and you got the road noise to start with, but Dennis is going...
We got
to
get him like one of those old-time Today Show Dave Garraway microphones he can just strap around his neck.
Get the kind that Janet Jackson uses in concert.
Yeah, or like a headset thing, right. And Madonna, she uses that too.
Madonna.
Did you have you ever had a boyfriend before?
I've had a boyfriend before, but...
What happened? Didn't work out?
Yeah.
How long was the relationship?
Couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
How much of a nightmare is this for this poor girl?
At least you're still young and you've got a lot of fish in the sea, so don't worry.
You're still like a high school girl.
There's still a lot of fish in the sea.
Yeah, you're young.
Oh, okay.
Once again, I think the big bet. Something's gonna. There's a big bet at the end of this.
Oh, okay.
There. That's the small talk. The small talk is over.
Let's fast forward, Robbie, to arriving at the Palm Restaurant.
What's the number on that?
658. And we want to thank the good people at the Palm Restaurant for supplying a wonderful free meal for Dennis.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm.
And for Cheryl and for her dad, Neil, we also want to thank Wenda, our girl Wenda at Master Costumes and Formal Wear.
Yeah.
703-354-7500, supplying Dennis with the tux, which, of course, they had to burn after he wore.
Dennis was very excited, of course, about going to a luxury steakhouse because they have both meat and potatoes.
So here we are, I think, arriving at the Palm.
Okay, gone like we're at the Palm Restaurant now. So, you having a good time so far?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
Lying.
No, not one fun. I wish it was, but not me. thank you.
Did you get any of that?
Somebody asked him if it's a wedding party, and he said, I wish it was.
Yeah
right.
Yeah. You know, you count on him for the idiot comment.
What a dope he is. Great mic technique again.
Like you're walking through the Palm now.
Why do you do the Palm like with the mic at his side?
I'm taking our pictures off the wall by now.
Sounds like you join us rocking.
Okay, it's Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
Yeah. From the Gone and Mike show.
I haven't had a Don and Mike.
So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right.
That's good.
All right, we're all set.
Okay.
One of the pictures. If you click on,
yeah,
it's Dennis and his date by the picture of us on the wall. Yes.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
I guess it's worthwhile to go to the web to see some of these photos.
Sure, absolutely.
I guess so.
That's me, right?
Yeah, it's me. Oh, after you, Cheryl.
After you, Cheryl.
Always the gentleman.
Excuse me, how you doing?
I'd like to be one of the four unfortunate people, one of the four or five people who are sitting next to Dennis, next to Dennis's table at the Palm.
Well, that's why it's taking a long time as they walk through the restaurant. It's tough to get to the restaurant, to the table that's in the kitchen.
I said they had a nice booth.
Yeah, good.
I'm sitting next to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dennis is settling down for the big meal. This is really probably Dennis's the best part of the evening for Dennis.
Sure. No need to say anything to tell us what's happening.
Well, hey, he's around food. You know how he is. You know, be like miking Dennis when he goes to McDonald's. Serious business. Menus to read.
Things are pretty good.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's totally thinking about food
now. Mike was sitting at our table now, Cheryl and her father Neil.
All right, thank you,
Dennis. Neil, you having a good time? Have I been behaving myself?
You've been behaving yourself like a gentleman, Dennis.
How about, yeah, good. Taking a picture of us right now. A digital camera.
Be ready to fast forward through some of this.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You think it's slow?
Let's go to ordering dinner. Okay? That's 10:55. I'm going to fast forward you past the good 15 minutes of this.
I'd like to, I'm really curious to know what Dennis ordered. I am very, very curious.
Well, you're about to hear, Mike.
Very good.
Okay, here we go.
Dom, why did you wait till Wednesday?
Yeah. Ordering dinner because I love to tease our listeners, Mike.
Well, what would you like?
For utensils.
Bring me bring it to me with in a bucket with eggs on top.
Okay. New York strip, medium rare.
Good. And now vegetables. Did you talk about that at all?
Yeah.
Okay, asparagus.
Asparagus?
Yeah.
Great. Just in case he has to take a leak later. Leave it to Dennis.
Dennis.
What's your name?
My name is David.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Phil, Neil, and I just finished our dinner.
Do you notice, Dennison? Do you notice the change in the tone? Dennis now has a side of beef in his stomach.
And I, for one, would have liked to have heard Dennis eating.
Yes.
You notice he just turned it off, so now we missed a good hour of what I'm sure was very nervous conversation, mainly Dennis eating and chewing his food.
I've had the benefit of hearing that sound live.
Like your duck.
It was really good. I liked it a lot. It was fabulous.
Yeah, it looked fabulous also, just like you look fabulous. So, how did you like your New York strip?
One of the best pieces of meat I've had in a long time.
I love my prime rib, and they even cut it for me, so,
they cut it for me. I thought he said it's narcotic to me. He said they cut it for me. Rewind that, Rob.
Yeah.
They cut it for me. Right, because he's only got one hand.
Yeah, it's very nice of him. I bet they wouldn't do that in every restaurant.
They cut it for him.
Well, how would you like your New York strip?
One of the best pieces of meat I've had in a long time.
I love my prime rib.
Of course.
I didn't even cut it for me. So, we're waiting on the check, and after we settle the bill, we're on our way to the Garfield High School prom.
Yeah.
So, until then,
prime rib.
Get with you later.
All right, Dennis is doing a fine job.
So, chill, do you know how to do the macarena?
He's asking to do the Macarena. Are they at the dance yet?
No, she's just thinking ahead.
Oh, he's thinking ahead.
Ah, the Macarena.
The Macarena.
What the teacher we have to do the Macarena because,
I'm going to skip past this. Rob has titled this Stimulating Conversation. And I bet it's that rapier spiewack wit
of course,
work.
Absolutely.
Let's go to 15:30 to ordering dessert and cappuccino.
Ah, very good.
Okay. We will just fast forward past the stimulating conversation.
I will have the prime rib with eggs.
They cut it for me. Here we go.
Very good. Dessert.
Somebody said vanilla ice cream.
I heard vanilla ice cream.
Are you
vanilla ice
cream?
Yeah, that's
fruit.
Oh,
you want some mixed fruit?
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Well, a little bit cream.
I guess he's just given up any hope of actually holding the microphone.
Yeah, he's probably laying it on the
middle of the table.
While he's getting his eat on.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. How about it, fellas? What do you think?
Here we go.
Cheesecake.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. Tell them which pie it is. Anybody for coffee or cappuccino?
I'm going to cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
had enough of that. Let's go to Dennis's prom strategy, 17-00. Are they out of the restaurant now?
Are they out of the 8-hour meal?
Oh, you're a good man, Rob, for sitting through all of this.
Yeah, really?
Here we go. They're still there.
And the tape runs as the cheesecake is consumed.
I remember glass of saying that we are late, but I said, we said, we could go a little bit later. I don't care. I don't want to be the first one there, and I know Cheryl doesn't want to be the first one there.
That's well, he shows good judgment there.
Hey, Cheryl, I have a question.
Cheryl.
When you just found out that you were going to prom with me, did you go to my website to look at my pictures?
No, not right away.
So, when you finally saw my pictures, what did you say?
Dear God, take me now.
That's really putting his date on the spot.
Yes.
Let's see what she has to say.
What is she supposed to say?
Yeah, what the hell is she supposed
She's
to say?
She's a nice,
that?
Polite high school girl.
I don't think I had much of a reaction. It was just like, okay.
Oh, okay.
She's very nice.
Right, she's just very
nice. She's very nice. She's collecting a bed somewhere.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
What was that laughter, though?
Oh, because you did laugh.
What are you talking about?
I know you're laughing at. You were laughing.
Now, Dennis's paranoia, without the aid of a before-dinner cocktail, is beginning to put a damper on the evening.
First, I heard Charlie, what are you laughing about?
Yeah, stop it.
After I went parachuting, skydiving. No?
Oh, all right, enough, please. Let's go to the, let's go right to the prom.
Okay?
19, you know what? Let's do a break. Let's just end it with a restaurant and go right to the prom.
Okay.
Can you give us a tip ahead, Rob? Does it get any better when they're actually at the prom?
You know what really does not improve is the mic technique. There's one portion which you won't. Are you familiar with that song by Enrique Iglesias, Bailamos, or however they say it?
Yeah, sure, right.
Yeah, we get to hear all of that.
The whole song?
Yeah.
The microphone sits on the table
just
again?
Just dangling limply, I believe, yeah.
Very good.
There's some interview. You've heard the high points of the tape.
That's the high point?
No. I thought so.
Okay.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, listen, we officially still have to hear Dennis going to the prom. Is there any interaction with any of her classmates at all on this tape?
I'd have to check back on the notes. He interviews one guy, but I think he's like 21. He's like dating a senior, so he's not actually a student.
Oh, God, of course.
Okay,
birds of a feather.
Well, you know.
There you go.
All right, Robbie. Well, hold on. Dennis is on the line. Let me see what he's got to say. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hey, great mic technique, Dennis.
How was the cheesecake?
It was wonderful.
And they cut your meat for you?
Hey, I couldn't believe that. They cut my meat for me. When so they... I didn't have to cut it myself.
Now, did they do that? Did it come out like that? Or did they do it at the table?
No. They cut it in the kitchen.
And they didn't say anything? They just brought it to you that way?
David asked if I want to cut. Okay, sure.
Well, that's pretty cool. I think that's nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Does this tape pick up in the second half when you actually go to the prom?
You know what? I felt so... you could probably hear the tape. I was nervous.
Really?
You were nervous.
Really?
And the thing is, I interviewed one guy, because you're too calm, and like, no, it doesn't get any better.
Okay, hang on. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Hold on, please, okay? All right, hold on.
Well, technically, we do have to hear it at the prom,
yes,
at least some of the tape.
Yes, and we will, if there's anybody still tuned to the show, when we come right.
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, I'll give you this website again for the pictures. It's geocities.com/ Don and Mike Prom. /allpics.html.
Very good.
And we're now getting right to the prom. We're going to start this segment with Dennis getting into the car. The reason we're picking up here is because you get a good 5 seconds of Dennis just breathing into the microphone. Okay, so here they are now leaving the Palm Restaurant Saturday night.
All right, we got
Gone and Mike were on our way to the Garfield Senior Prom, which is being held at the Sheraton National in Arlington. So,
of course it is. I was picturing it good, like to a high school gymnasium.
Yeah, I guess everybody always says that mental picture of where proms are.
Now, I guess all the proms are in hotels.
Sure,
now.
They have the big shindig at the hotels.
All right.
So, are you excited?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited.
Why are you excited?
I just think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so too. I can't wait to make a fool of myself on a band floor.
Is anybody like me believing now that he's just hurling cheesecake and roast beef breath?
Plus his hot, nervous breath, mixed
right.
with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, gotta hand it to Dennis though. Dennis is, he's a trooper. he's going full speed ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be able to help you out.
Yeah, I like to thank David for giving Joe a roast. Thank you, David. I guess the next time we'll speak to you is when we're at the farm. So.
Great.
Adios.
Adios.
So, Don and Mike, we are in the farm right now in the Sheraton National, and I have a big listener of the show. What's your name?
James Dan. Dan Gilbert.
So how long have you been listening to the...
And this is the grown man who's going out with a high school girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis can find him.
Dennis, how come you didn't interview any of the kids?
Well, really, they were staying away from me. Most of the interaction was with her father.
Most of your interaction was with her father?
Yeah, we were just talking.
When you got to the prom, what, did she go off to be with her friends?
I only had a couple of dances with her, and then she basically went off to see her friends. Yeah.
Do we have?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just applauding Cheryl there.
Do we have any tape of you dancing with her?
The thing is, I danced a snow song with her, and unfortunately, I didn't have the tape recorder.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Hold, please. Let's get back to it.
Well, let's go past. I don't want to hear
him.
Don't want to hear him talk to an old guy. Okay. Is this them getting their photo taken?
This is having a great time.
Oh, okay. This is having a great time.
Very good.
Having a great time at the prom.
So I guess if we have the picture here, they get to the prom. And I mean, who can blame Cheryl? She goes off to be with her friends. And Dennis is sitting at a table talking to the dad. But hey, Dennis got a free meal at the prom out of the day.
Right.
Enjoy yourself, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Singing
with the music.
Now
that's good.
I'm having a great time.
I bet.
I have a couple dances. We just dance to Grime at Night.
I just figured it out for Cheryl. I kept saying about the bet.
Right.
Cheryl just wanted to go. Cheryl wasn't going to the prom originally. This is a chance for her to just be there and hang out with her friends.
And, Mike, we've actually clicked on the picture on the website of Dennis dancing, the fast dance with Cheryl.
There we go. Yeah.
There they are in the crowd.
There it is. There's the microphone.
Holding the microphone. I guess he just forgot to turn the machine on, though.
There's a very special moment.
One, two, three. That's a great song to dance to. Cheryl went off to a bathroom so far.
Now it all is clear.
It has come crystal clear. I didn't understand why.
You know, over us, man. So far, so good. How you doing? I will get back to you if... Good luck to you soon.
Thank you.
All clear to me now.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Is this the photo part?
No, okay, they're getting a picture taken now.
We just got a picture taken, and as usual, I'm the ugly and Cheryl.
Oh, come on, Dennis.
Oh, God.
Notice Dennis doing that a lot more?
Oh, well, he's going for the pity vote.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wish he'd knock that off.
Cheryl, you having a good kind of fun?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, you've been dancing all the time.
Of course she's having a good time. She said she's dancing with all of her peers.
She wanted to go.
Yeah.
Nice edit, Dennis.
Wait.
This is where we're just going to hear... This is where we just hear Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, and another song. It runs for 4 minutes 25 seconds.
4 minutes and 25 seconds. Let's go to let's go to closing thoughts.
Yeah.
Let's go to 2711.
I swear to God, I just figured this thing out about 5 minutes ago. I had no idea. Now, it made sense when they got to the prom, and she just took off.
Yeah, but, you know, she probably could have gone to the prom with other friends, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there were other girls that didn't have
maybe
dates.
This was a motivating factor.
You know what? They don't really do that. It's really looked down on at the prom to, like, go stag.
It's, okay. It, all right, so it's better to come with Dennis.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure there were some loser boys who got invited or invited a girl to the prom, and the girl just took the loser boy's invitation so that she could get there.
Right.
And she could ditch him. You know?
Sure.
Because I guess Rob's right. You probably need a guy and a girl walking in together to get in together.
Dennis fit the bill. And, I hope he had a good time chatting with her dad.
Here we go. They're leaving now.
Oh, what a mess.
Well, Don and Leica, Phil, Neil, and I are going home. We had a great time, and Phil, you know how to dance. So, did you have a good time with prom, Phil?
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
So, so are you ashamed you brought me?
What did he say? What did he answer?
Are you ashamed you brought me?
He's going for the pity thing.
Yeah.
Like he's like turbo into that. He's got to stop doing that.
I don't know.
Oh,
too old. I'm out of my age range. I'm sorry.
Hey, I knew that. But
yeah, right, Dennis. If you were only 18, she'd be all over you.
There you go.
Right.
Right.
Keep saying that to yourself.
But as you, well, I met you good discover. I was just watching you dance.
He is all over the pity thing.
Yep.
Yeah, more than I've ever heard him before.
So, Dad, did I behave myself?
You're a good gentleman, Dennis.
Thank you.
He said it.
Thank you.
What a dope.
Thank
so
you.
What was the highlight of the prom?
It probably have to be the conga line that started.
You know how to cut a great conga line.
Congo.
You have around 52 combined.
Can we hear that again, please?
Yeah.
It's a personal favorite.
Congo line.
Congo line.
What was the highlight of the prom?
It probably have to be the conga line that started.
You know how to cut a great conga line. You have around 15 people behind you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Hey, Dennis, were you just watching her in the conga line?
Basically, I was watching her. I was trying to get her line.
Thank you.
Okay.
It was a great time to have that all. And I'm going to get tired.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of you.
Well, I'll sign off for now until we get home.
Silence.
Well, Don and Mike will end our evening of the prom, and so I want to thank you.
Thank you, Don.
And you're cold, aren't you?
Cold. I think she said he said you're cold, aren't you?
All right.
So, thank you for inviting me, and I hope I wasn't too much of a nuisance.
Oh, man. We're going to have a talk with him about that.
It is.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Wanda.
Why is this awkward moment happening?
I think this is where we saw the picture. This might be where there's the awkward kiss on the cheek.
On the cheek.
On the cheek.
Okay. So, Neil, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
And I wasn't, too bad of a guy.
All right. You know where you're at now?
Oh, I'm going to run that.
Even though it took a while to get here, I'm going to have a bit.
Okay.
Oh, I understand.
Directions.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay.
So there might have been a scolding.
Right.
let me go to my car.
Do you know where you're at now, Dennis?
You know, do you understand where I'm coming from, Dennis?
Yes, sure. Okay. Hello, Gunn and Mike. The crown night is over, and I would love to thank Cheryl for inviting me to the crown. And also, I want to thank Leo, her father, for chaperoning us. It was an interesting night. And also, I want to thank Gabe, the memo driver, who took us around. And also, I want to thank the Palm Restaurant for picking up the cab.
You want a side bet if he thanks us?
No.
I don't think
he does. I'm going to say no.
I don't think he does.
No.
No, nobody will take that action?
No, not me.
All right.
We're going to. And I want to thank you, Gunn and Mike.
Hey! Surprises us.
All right, we're all losers.
Way to go.
No, for having me go with Cheryl to the prom. It was an interesting night, and yeah, I have to say, the prom has changed in 22 years. So, until Monday, I will talk with you then. Again, Gunn and Mike, thank you so much
twice
for everything you have done.
Twice. Twice.
Oh, and by the way, if anybody wants to buy a t-shirt or a CD, just go to DennisMurphy.com.
DennisMurphy.com.
And follow the directions, and I will get the t-shirt or the CD out to you. And until Monday, I will talk with you then.
Oh, my God.
And you and so long.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Okay.
Let me see.
Dennis, what are you thinking? Hello.
All right, so I'll lop my arm off at the elbow, cut my tongue in half, and let me take Lisa out. What do you say?
Lisa, not the Dennis. Info. No, that's no, it's not Dennis.
It's not Dennis. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Dennis.
Hello.
Again, it's not Dennis. Who is this?
This is Laura. How are you?
Hello, Laura. We're doing great, thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm calling from my cell phone, and my reception is really bad. Wanted to take back to the guy that they talked to at the prom, the one that you guys said was 21.
Yeah.
Can you get his name again? Because if that's the guy that I think it is, he's like almost 30, because I went to high school with him.
Well, how could you possibly recognize it? I mean, we didn't...
No, he said his name.
No, he only said his first name, though.
No, he said his last name, too.
I don't remember that.
Oh, whatever. Dennis?
Yeah.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
That's awful.
Okay. Dennis, why were you moving so slow at the end there? I mean, it's just, I want to thank and I want to...
It was a very, I don't know, Mike.
And I think you've forgotten that you are a major effing star.
Mm-hmm.
You are, this pity thing that you're doing
you
lately.
You have jumped out of the airplanes, you have run with the bulls, you have been laid by a whore in Nevada who had to wash you on a toilet.
You're a star, Dennis. You don't have to apologize to anybody for being somewhere.
I know.
It's a crutch, Dennis. It's a social crutch.
I do that all the time, like, I don't know why I do that.
Well, knock it off. Knock it off. You don't, I mean, you're the guy with the microphone. You're the one that's there. You're part of the show.
I need a little enthusiasm. You're right.
And listen, if there ever is another assignment, I'm going to get you one of those cords to just wear around your neck with a microphone attached to it.
Absolutely.
Well, there might be another assignment because Lisa wants to go to dinner with me.
Lisa the Nympho?
Yeah.
She does not.
Call her in.
Call her in.
Lisa, come here, please.
Dennis, it's incredibly irritating when you're always going, were you embarrassed to be with me? Did you feel bad? Please don't
tell you something about Lisa, that she is a gigantic flirt. She's already been talking about having sex with John Kim today.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
I never talked about having sex with
yes,
John Kim.
Yeah,
no, I
didn't.
Let me do the body language to Lisa coming up to the baby. Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah. So would you really go out with Dennis?
Oh, sure.
What, did she just lift her shirt off?
I didn't see that. I turned around.
I never lift up my shirt in the studio, right, Buzz?
Of course not. Right, Buzz?
Did she?
Buzz, please explain.
No.
Did you see it, Buzz?
Buzz?
No, that would be crazy.
Come on, Buzz.
Buzz?
No.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, but she did.
Really?
She must have.
My God.
Dude, yeah, I would love to go out with Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, she told us she's going to pose in Liddy's calendar.
Yeah, with a gun, you know, in your underwear, right?
I guess.
That's a stacked and packed calendar.
No, I was told any kind of lingerie, for me, like, lingerie is like a cotton camisole and, like, little cotton undies. Like, I'm not, like, a lacy frilly.
Right, okay.
She's wound up today,
she
Dennis.
Sure is.
So you would really want to go out on a dinner date with Dennis Murphy?
Sure.
All right,
I thought he was lying.
No.
Dennis, what are you not going to... Let's see if Dennis has learned his lesson. What won't you do when you go out on a dinner date with
these? I won't be for sympathy. I'm
going to
be upbeat.
You're
going to
be
confident?
On the lip.
You what?
Huh?
What did you say?
No. Do we have to come up with rules for this date, Dennis?
Hold on, please. All right, you
get out of here. Get out of here, please. Very sweet.
Very bad girl.
Very bad. She just flashed Buzz.
Did she show your boobies?
She did on the way out.
Just one. Just one?
She flashed one. Buzz on the way out.
Really?
It's always Buzz.
God damn it.
It's always Buzz. Just we got to get used to it.
To be fair, I flashed her back.
Oh,
please.
Hey.
Did you see Nip?
Earlier, yes.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What are we doing wrong?
Well, which we're just us. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we have to finally just resign ourselves. It's gotten worse, hasn't it?
Yes.
It has.
Yeah.
Sucks.
She showed you her nipple.
Well, earlier, as a gag, you know. I mean, this was a gag. You know, just playing around.
As a gag, playing around.
Just for laughs.
All right, F you, Buzz. let's do a break right here, and we will come back. And speaking of sexually frustrated, I think it is time for Charles Stossel.
Ah, Charlie Stossel.
Well, listen, I want to tell you something. I'm going to pick the mood up immediately.
Okay.
Because before we even talk to Charlie about Mission Impossible and all the movies that are out now, I have what I consider to be a pretty great letter for Charlie from a guy in jail.
A prison letter.
A guy in jail. And I want to warn you that some of the material that's coming up is rather gruesome and Hannibal Lecter-ish.
Oh, my.
The guy describes in great detail how to make something called...
Oh, get ready to cringe.
The American Bald Stossel. Oh, preparation and cooking of Charlie Stossel.
Oh. Oh, man.
Okay, Charlie. Let me just give you a hint ahead.
Hey, Charlie, has your lamb stopped crying?
You may want to use a catch basin to collect blood and other unneeded parts for puddings or sauces.
Oh, yeah.
The guy really, really goes into great detail about dismembering Charlie and cooking him a la roaster turkey.
Wow, it's a fan letter for Charlie.
Yeah, oh,
I bet he's excited to come in here
right
now.
That'll make the radios turn back on. That's coming right up.
Mike Show.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey.
Chuck Stossel time, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, did you hear that?
Oh, the sound of people turning off their radios when Dennis Murphy...
I swerved my car into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, right. Listen, if you want to call and try to bust my balls, don't say something that I say all the time.
Oh, right.
Right. Just remember, who kept that tape from you for 2 days?
Right.
I did.
That was good judgment.
Yeah.
My only mistake was playing it.
Hey, I'll leave the driving to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Please.
There's one more call I want to take before
Absolutely.
Charlie. It's, Cheryl, the high school girl.
Ah, very good. Ah.
Let's get her side of the date.
Okay.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, sweetie. You know, you look very pretty in those pictures we saw of you.
Thank you.
And did you enjoy the evening? I guess I kind of figured it out about three quarters of the way through. That, you know, when you kind of got to the prom, you went out and hung out with your friends. Is that the way it went?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Basically. So did any of your friends say anything to you about Dennis?
They were just like, so are you here with them? Like, yeah.
Did Dennis make you uncomfortable with all the, like, apologizing he was doing for being Dennis?
Well, he could have cut back a little bit, but, you know, it's okay.
Did you get to smell his hot, sweaty breath at any point? I mean, like, during dinner and stuff, he has this breath that can actually carry over 3 or 4 feet.
Melt cars and go through walls.
Did you smell his bad breath?
No.
Did you notice him sweating a lot?
A little bit at the beginning of the evening.
Would you, if you had to do it all over again, would you do it again?
Probably.
Probably.
All right.
Probably.
All
right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, guys.
And you enjoyed the restaurant?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Very good.
Great.
Good.
Okay. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's
probably,
Cheryl.
Incidentally, if you're a new listener to the program, probably means no.
or as Cheryl said, probably.
Probably.
Probably. I'll see you at the library. So here's Charlie Stossel. It's time for the Movie Man, but before we talk about Mission Impossible 2,
right,
which I know you want to tell us about.
You have a rather disturbing letter
that's
for Charlie.
Right here.
Jail mail for Charlie Stossel.
Jail mail is always very dangerous. Prison mail.
Dear Don and Mike.
This is not Sideshow Bob writing.
Now, I want to tell you that this is this is rather graphic, Charlie, what this guy writes, okay? And I think he writes in jest.
Now, which state is this?
This is from the Central Treatment Facility.
Treatment Facility.
Oh,
dear.
On East Street in D.C.
Oh, this is local.
The right. Central Treatment Facility. Now, when I hear treatment, I think not only jail, but perhaps institution of some kind. So
yeah. He writes.
This isn't a good place.
He writes, Dear Don and Mike, enclosed find a recipe passed on to me by my old friend, Edward Coldcut Cheyenne. I don't know who this guy is, but whoever he is,
in the treatment center,
he inspired the movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre with his wild and crazy antics in Wisconsin 50 years ago.
His name is Gine.
His name is what, Robbie?
Ed Gine.
Ed Gine.
Gine.
Coldcut attributed his long and healthy life to a special diet. Of course, after incarceration, he switched from people to rats and pigeons, but he still lived to be almost 80. Mm. He was a mentor to me. I've adapted Coldcut's recipe to fit a favorite of mine on your show. Make a special effort to use this recipe for Mike O'Mara's next cooking segment. You can kill two birds with one blunt instrument. Stossel, it's what's for dinner.
Oh, dear.
And he writes, and now this is a rather long dissertation.
Now, for those of you that are squeamish, would you recommend they turn their radios down right now?
It's squeamish, but funny.
Okay, very good.
Oh, hold on, let me see. Is this already a call for Charlie Stossel? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, fellas. I can't wait to hear the letter, but hey, Charlie?
Yes?
Please give us a simple review of the movie, whether you like it or not. Don't give it away like you do every other movie that you
review. Don't give movies away. That's Don who tells you that Bruce Willis is dead.
Please, do not assault his character before he does it. Please.
I'm not. But every time he starts to get into the movie, you got to turn the station because he starts to tell you the whole thing.
Come on, everybody wants to drive the car today.
Here we go.
And cook me.
Okay. We have some great dinner music here. These instructions assume that the reader has already captured, subdued, and humanely dispatched an American bald Stossel. A.K.A. Fagius Theatricus. A brief overview.
Man's in prison.
A brief overview for the novice is appropriate here.
I think he's had more sex like that in.
A Stossel will usually be found at a theater parking lot, a little league ballpark, or a public men's room. Decoys or lures can be employed, such as plastic Disney figurine or the popular inflatable Boy Scout.
That one's not funny.
Personal Charlie calls, much like duck calls, can be used in season. The proper mating call is, "Hey, Mr. Stossel, is my bath ready?"
Oh, God. He's not smiling, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, just wait. We're only on page 2, Charlie.
Oh, wow.
Once captured and subdued, we recommend dispatching the Stossel with blows from a blunt instrument. Oh, God. Caution. Excessive force can damage the brains or sweetbreads. Can be used later in the recipe. Place the bound Stossel in a plastic-lined car trunk and transport to suitable secluded farmhouse.
Sounds like Goodfellas.
Pack in ice if desired. Once far, far away from other people who might interfere with your private enjoyment of your Stossel, remove the Stossel from the trunk and carry it to your special kitchen in the basement.
Oh, God.
Using a table able to accommodate one 5'9", 175-pound Stossel, remove any clothing such as hockey jersey, dressy shorts, or those faggy-looking gladiator sandals he wears.
That's not me with the sandals.
Oh, man.
Wash carcass vigorously.
Bleach in hot water.
Examine the carcass for obvious blemishes, such as moles or warts, and remove them with a paring knife.
God. And discard.
Oh,
wow, Hannibal.
Using a small blowtorch, carefully singe off what little body hair there may be. Don't worry about facial hair. It will be dealt with later in the instructions.
Oh, I don't
How
like
long
that.
Are these instructions?
I've got another 3 pages to go.
Told you.
Wonderful.
Using a sharp butcher knife and butcher saw, remove the hands and feet.
Oh, God.
Set aside for later use.
I am dead, aren't I?
Everything's being set aside for later use.
Turn the stossel over. Draw the arms and legs up and bind with cooking twine.
Oh, my God.
The stossel should now resemble an uncooked turkey in position and skin color. You may want to use a catch basin to collect blood and other unneeded parts for puddings or sauces.
Nothing like blood pudding.
Oh, God.
Remove genitalia and save for pickling. Open a cavity.
Buzz, are you ready to boot? Oh, are you ready to puke?
This is rough.
Open a cavity between the legs with paring knife, being careful not to sever intestines. Remove intestines and save for use as sausage casing.
Oh, gross. Now it's gross.
Remove any foreign matter from anal cavity, such as bowling trophies or unexploded artillery, shells 7 inches in diameter or larger. Save bowling trophies to pawn later. Reaching into abdominal cavity, remove liver, kidneys, and spleen. Save for pie. Remove heart, use for stuffing. Remove lungs, and then in parentheses, light meats, and discard. Remove brains and set aside. You should now have a well-prepared stossel ready for stuffing and baking whole. Stuffing stossel should include 10 pounds of seasoned breadcrumbs, 1 pack each of oysters, clams, lobster, and mussels. Do not remove shells. Using a small shovel load.
Shovel.
Using a small shovel, load stuffing into anal cavity and pack with a long-handled plunger.
He's an expert on this part.
Do not overstuff as the stossel may burst during baking.
God.
Place the stossel in a large roasting pan. Smear on melted butter or lard and season with salt, pepper, sage, and thyme. Cover with foil. Preheat oven to 350. Cook at 350 with shellfish. Begin to open or flesh is brown and tender to the touch.
Ugh.
Remove foil and brown for 15 minutes. Allow to cool for a short time before carving your stossel. Serve with...
This is getting disturbing.
Serve with decorative apple in the stossel's mouth.
Get him?
Along with apple ring and parsley garnish. Enjoy your stossel. Note, the hands and feet can be saved and fried the next day at breakfast for those unplanned holiday guests. Also,
gross.
The face and scalp can be removed, tanned, and worn on special occasions,
Halloween,
or given as a gift to the niece or nephew. Kids love Charlie Mack.
Where did you this Halloween?
Oh, my God.
For the ecologically minded leftover, bones can be ground for fertilizer or an eye-catching mulch. Or fed to large pets.
Oh, man.
Why pay for those pricey pet shop Charlie Chew toys? Don't forget those brains and heart.
Mm-hmm.
Brain-stuffed holiday Charlie hearts are every mother's favorite.
Oh, God.
Of course, roast docile is traditionally served with a side of fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Very good.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, nice round of applause.
Well
very nice
very
letter.
Well written.
That's it.
How to prepare your stuff.
Very nice.
Maybe this Christmas.
I think somebody's a fan. You've got a fan in the treatment center.
That's you not sure a good I will be committing no crimes in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you very
well,
much.
That's sir. A high point for my day.
Seasoned breadcrumbs.
Well,
ho.
They're taking a new tact with you, Charlie. You got to admit, they're coming up with new and different ways.
To hate me, yeah.
To involve you.
No, I like the word involve rather than hate.
I agree, yeah.
Hate's too strong?
Involve is a good word.
Okay. Yeah. And frankly, I think whoever this inmate is, I think there's more love than hate going on there.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I really do.
Well, love and prison are two things I don't want to discuss.
I think there's more love than hate, and he's a big movie watcher.
Good for him.
Right. I think that really when he wants to cut your hands and feet off and
oh, yeah,
cut you
there's
open.
Nothing
and
bad about that.
I think that that's simply love coming out.
Absolutely. There's love here.
To tickle my genitalia.
nothing but love. Okay, now, about the movies. Oh, let me do a break first.
Okay.
So we read you the letter and everything.
Yeah, let's have a nice bowl of sorbet while we're waiting.
Let's break and try to give away $500 on the line right now with the secret sound. We will take the 100th phone caller.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call Lisa. Call Toya right now.
Having Charlie Stossel open.
We will take call 100 and we'll hear all about MI2 when we come right back.
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, tomorrow we're giving away a trip for four to Dover Downs for the Winston Cup NASCAR.
All right.
On June 4, that's courtesy of George Mason University's Train to Technology program. Round trip limo transportation provided by Shannon Limousine.
Shannon, yes, sir. Yes, flush the limo Friday.
Call them at 830-LIMO. That away on tomorrow's episode. Now, a caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my buddies.
Right, who's this, please?
This is Domingo from Antioch, California.
Domingo!
Domingo. Hey, where's my... the balls on chin guy.
Where's my Domingo tape, Robbie? Domingo, you've won the Snapple prize pack. Snapple now available at delis and groceries nationwide. Check them out at www.snapple.com. But wait, there's more. You've qualified for the trip we're giving away on... Friday, vacation for two to Salt Lake City, Utah, to go to the Sundance Film Festival. That is on Friday's episode.
All right.
You got it? We want me to turn that off? Okay. Hold on. Beautiful.
Oops. Oh, gets the handoff. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Geronimo.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook.
Donald or Domingo?
For you, I will be Domingo.
Domingo.
Domingo. All right, Domingo, you ready to go for the big bucks?
Let it run.
$500, and if you don't get it right, I'll give out what I believe to be the most blatant clue ever.
Cool, I'm
secret
waiting.
Sound.
I am waiting.
Are you ready, Domingo?
Let it rip.
Okay, please don't answer until Mike sings like...
BG singing to Stossel.
And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
Charlie, you have not commented on Mike's glasses that he's wearing to rest his eyes today.
Very hippie looking.
Happy y'all!
He really put on a little show just for you.
Not too gay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Domingo, what is the sound?
It is somebody pulling up or pushing down their plunger in their sink.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, nope.
You didn't get it, Don. You didn't get it. It means you have to give us a clue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I gave you the clue last hour.
You did?
That's the clue. I gave it to you last hour.
Oh, no. It's a riddle.
Yeah.
So as you were up to, we needed to pay attention to everything you were saying because somewhere in there was a clue.
Yes, when I was talking about the previous clues, I gave you the clue when I was talking about previous clues.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I'm deep. I'm deeper than you'll ever know.
He's the Riddler.
Now I'm totally lost. Mm-hmm. That didn't help me at all.
No.
And it didn't help
me. So many levels of me.
I know. It's very difficult to strip them all away.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you, being that I'm playing the game with everyone
in the home audience, Riddler,
yes.
you had said that you were going to give one out that would just be slam dunk easy. And that,
right now, think
that
about it, though.
Quandary.
Think about it. I didn't say slam dunk easy.
It's quite a conundrum.
I didn't say it was slam dunk easy. I said it was... Well, if I repeated it, that would be
Redundant.
Okay, wait. Yeah, now I'm trying to think what you said. It was...
I said it was...
Oh, boy.
I said it was hands down easy. Okay?
Do you know what it is?
I do now.
Well, write it down if you know.
No, actually, I guessed it already. Yeah.
You talked to Rob?
No. No, I guessed it in the back. And
have you confirmed
it?
Yes. Who told you?
Nobody told me.
No, wait.
I have an idea what it is.
Write it down.
No, because I don't want to win. I can't win.
No, you can't write.
It's just...
Write it down for me.
Give me something to write on.
Give Charlie a pen.
And I'll tell you, if you know it, I'm just going to go mental.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to jump off a building.
Next two of us.
Write it down.
He's writing about this world's smallest post-it. Like one of those tweets.
When he writes all his notes.
Let me see.
Being passed it on now.
I swear to Christ, he got it.
He got it?
He got it.
Yep.
You're 100% correct, Charlie.
All right, hold on.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Where's the paper, you know? The stuff. The packet that I don't read.
All right.
I don't have my packet. I usually write stuff on my packet. Didn't get a packet today.
Paper, here you go.
Didn't get a packet
here's
today.
A piece of paper.
All right.
Settle down.
All right.
Rest your eyes.
Now let's all mock me because I don't know the secret sound.
No.
All right.
Let's just mock you because Charlie knows it.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not.
All right.
How long ago did you get it, Charlie?
At this last break.
The last break.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I got one more guess. I just want writing it down.
All right, write it down.
All right. Let me see.
What's your answer? Like F you? F all of you up the ass. That's it.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Oh, man. Do you have a guess?
I have a guess. I doubt that it's right.
Mike, how does it feel to be left out?
Really? I didn't know it, huh?
You didn't see what Buzz wrote down?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, good. Okay, Buzz, you got it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Wow.
Let me give you one more guess. Just one more.
All right.
Just one more.
Profanity-filled guess.
All right.
Listen, I know what a bitch this is to be the only guy not in on something.
All right, let me see. Is that it?
You saw what Buzz wrote down.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Of course I did. It was right over there. I was staring at it.
I didn't know. What, with your fruity glasses at all? And you know, Buzz did write it in that tiny way that Buzz writes.
I'll tell you this. I never would have gotten it.
Well, now, don't the clues make sense?
Now they do.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Oh, yeah, your last one does. Totally.
All of them do.
Oh, yeah.
Hygiene,
all of them. Yeah.
Bathroom, sink.
Yeah, they're all good clues.
Listeners to this show never hear that sound.
Yeah.
Which is maybe the most honest clue of all.
Yeah. It's just I'm not going to talk about it because if I talk about it, I'll
blow
it.
Give it away.
I'll blow it, so I'll just shut up.
All right, well, somebody better win soon because now too many people know.
Yeah. So everybody got it before me.
That is when secrets fail to be secrets. When too many people know.
Exactly. Too many people know. Well, you know, now that I know,
everybody
I guarantee
know.
You get a winner by tomorrow.
Everybody.
Okay.
Charlie Stossel. The movie?
Yeah.
I really wanted to go see it today. But here was the problem. Frida said, let's go to Mission Impossible.
Right.
However, you know, my son has school, and he wants to see the movie, too.
Wednesdays are traditionally school days.
Yes, so we had to decide, do we take him out of school to see Mission Impossible, or do we wait till this weekend?
You're a good parent, Don.
You know, my vote was to let him have the day off. She said, let's wait till this weekend.
How often do you get a chance to go see feature films without long lines?
but I was dying to see, I am dying
to
see
disappointed.
Mission Impossible.
You will not be disappointed at all.
Okay.
Tom Cruise stars, John Woo directs. Now, John Woo's last big movie being Face Off. He is from Hong Kong, a great action director. And I think after this film, he along with John McTiernan put themselves up as maybe the top two action directors in the entire world at how this is filmed, how it's paced, how well the story is told.
A lot of computer stuff?
It doesn't appear to be.
Okay, well then that's good.
What about what we were talking about?
About Cruise doing his own stunts?
About Tom Cruise doing 95% of his own stunts.
I believe that, especially in the last 30 minutes, there's a great chase scene involving motorcycles, and the camera is so tight on him, and how, with him spinning out and just doing things, it's Cruise on the bike.
What about doing
all those things.
What about the cliff scene? 2,000 feet in the air.
He's obviously up there. I questioned, like Mike said, with insurance.
There's no way. When you see this cliff, there is no way that they would not have had wires on him or something.
I mean, with computers now, let me just say...
No, there is one scene where he jumps from one cliff to another, which is obviously a little enhanced how he does it.
What I was going
to
say, without blue screen, they can still take the footage where he's, like, got harnesses coming out of, you know,
and
every orifice.
And erase them.
They can just erase them.
Exactly. But what they showed on MTV was videotape of that scene being shot. And John Woo said... Tom Cruise did have a harness on him.
Ah, okay.
But he did.
He said he had a safety harness on him. But when they pulled back on MTV and they showed the video shot, not movies, not where they could put in the special effects, it sure did look like Tom Cruise was just hanging by that.
Oh, yeah,
by his fingers.
He is doing that, but as long as he has a harness on, he should be all right.
Okay. Well, even 2,000 feet in the air with a harness, that's kind of scary.
Scary as hell.
Sure. Do you still own your harness, Charlie?
No. Just kidding. Hey, who wants some stoffel?
Yeah. What's for dinner?
Kentucky Fried Stoffel.
Just 20 minutes from the car to play.
The movie deals with Tom Cruise trying to get back a killer biological virus.
General Chow's Stoffel.
Mugu Charlie.
And Mugu Guy Charlie.
General
Sweet
Charlie
and sour
chicken.
Stoffel.
For all you know, that's what's going to be in your food tonight.
Peking Chuck.
The movie just paces itself very, very well. The last 30 minutes of this chase scene is probably the most spectacular chase scene I have ever seen filmed.
Really?
And shot. How it's shot with all the stunts and all the plot twists before that go on, it keeps you right there up on screen.
And it's not as well done. Not as confusing as the first
God,
Mission Impossible.
No.
Okay.
Not nearly as confusing.
How many... Porcelain
Three
dolls.
And a half.
You give
Strong
Mission Impossible.
Movie. $70 million this weekend, easy.
Escapist fun.
Very much so. Unlike our second movie.
Which is?
Shanghai Noon.
And that's with
Jackie Chan.
What is it with Chinamen all over the place?
And we have John Kim coming in at a moment. The Chinaman who loves fat chicks.
Asians are hot.
That's what it is.
Whose stupid idea was it to put Jackie Chan in a cowboy movie?
I don't know. And this might be one of the dumbest movies I have seen in quite some time.
Whose idea was it to put him on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, that was very good.
Oh, my God.
There are some laughs in the movie. I laughed at some of the Luke Wilson stuff, but for the most part, and Lucy Liu is in the movie, who we all know from Ally McBeal.
God damn, I tell you, they're taking over.
it's not funny, and Jackie Chan...
I didn't have a chink in the armor.
This is almost as bad, and I really didn't like Rush Hour. This is almost worse than Rush Hour.
Okay, how many porcelain dolls do you give the new Jackie Chan movie? One.
And it'll do a mint this weekend. It'll be huge.
When's that Martin Lawrence movie coming out?
The next weekend, June 2nd.
Okay.
Doesn't that look like a piece of garbage?
Yeah, it does. It looks like he's ripping off Eddie
Murphy.
Yeah, right.
This last week, I got to see some clips from the new Jim Carrey movie, Me, Myself, and Irene. And from the clips that we saw and full scenes that we saw, this could be the funniest Jim Carrey movie. The Farrelly brothers who did Dumb and Dumber and
Farrelly brothers and Jim Carrey again. I like that.
This is one of the funniest things, I think, coming up, and this could be Carrey's funniest movie ever. Just the five-minute clips they were showing us, we were rolling watching this movie.
Wow.
Yes. And it comes out end of June.
So to recap, Mission Impossible 2, smash.
Very much
loved
so.
It. Jackie Chan.
Please go.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Charlie.
All right, you guys.
All right, get out of here.
And
bye-bye.
Now, the pride of Puerto Rico.
Oh, Charlie.
Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Don't you have something you'd like to say spontaneously off the cuff?
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Was
about
that...
Doc Harry's House of Ribs?
No, really. You have to read the copy, though.
Where is it?
Do we have a copy?
Here it is right here.
Isn't there something you would like to say spontaneously about
absolutely.
The sponsor of this segment?
Well, you know, Don, I'm brought to you by Doc Harry's. The crab cakes are absolutely outstanding. It's not just a rib joint, although Doc Harry's House of Ribs, it's not just a rib joint. Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Give him a call, 703-815-RIBS.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes.
Charlie Stossel.
There you go.
I tell you, he really punched that copy up, didn't he, Ron?
He did.
I love it. It was written with all periods, but to hear Charlie do it, it was full of exclamation points.
Fantastic. Those ribs are better than Charlie's own ribs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike,
yeah.
My radio guy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I have known that secret sound for 2 weeks now.
Right.
And I know, I knew it when you guys were up in New York and you had, what's that young lady's name? Tried to guess it. Took the bra off.
The Egyptian, Kumade. Yeah, Nadine.
Yeah, no, I knew it then.
Nadine Kumade.
From the clue you gave her.
Right.
And what I told Lisa was, if you let me guess it and I get it wrong, I will come down there today and you can shave my head.
No, listen, two things. First, any of you guys with your big mouth claims that you think you know it, you come down here first. But that offer is not open now because now we've given out so many clues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We will get a winner the next time we do this contest.
It's easy now.
We'll get a winner now.
It's easy now, even though I didn't know.
Really, if you really think that you knew it 2 weeks ago, hold on. Maybe you should come down.
I can do it. I'm on the Beltway now. I just got to make it around to Virginia.
Robbie, do we have our shavers?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be a full-fledged, like, shaving cream shave, but we will shear all your hair off.
That's fine.
How long is your hair right now?
On top, it's about an inch and a half, 2 inches.
2 inches?
On the side, what is it?
No, about an inch and a half, I guess, on top.
What, do you have marine cut?
No. I used to wear flat top. It's been growing out for...
Not
forget it.
Not thick enough.
The only reason I was going to let you do it is that somebody just put on the screen for me that your guess is wrong. Yeah, it was kind of shuffling the odds in our favor.
So we saved you, you see.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I was going to let you do my beard.
Yeah, too late, though.
Nope, sorry. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, I'm holding for Lisa.
Dennis, call her on the office line. Dennis, no, I'm sorry. We'll keep that line open for someone who actually wants to help the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus. Don and Mike.
Not somebody who potentially cost us millions of listeners today with his crappy prom report. Please, get late on your own time, Dennis.
Oh.
Line number two should be left open for a vibrant young person.
But he is going out on a date with Lisa.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Of course, she showed buzzer nipples, so.
Yes, she did. She's very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm not sure about her character.
Don.
Her character. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, we are. Hi.
I'm from New York, and I want to guess the secret sound.
No, sorry, we just did it.
Yeah, and I think you're too close now. I think you have to veto that.
Yep, sorry.
Well, can I at least see if my guess is right? Are we on hold or something?
Well, if he...
You'll know tonight.
No, you'll know, but you listen to the show tonight when it airs on NEW. You'll figure it out.
Okay,
I'm sure we'll get a winner before the end of today's show.
Good luck.
Thank
you,
though, Mike.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hola.
All right. Thank you.
Someone thinks we're doing a funny show today.
I enjoyed that.
Right on. Okay, well, listen, right on the heels of Jackie Chan and John Woo and Lisa Ling.
Yes, the Asian invasion.
We will bring in America's favorite yellow skin. John Kim is coming in next.
Very exciting.
He's going to tell us why he has a fascination with fat chicks.
I understand he has gifts also for us.
Yes, why he is going to a fatty convention this weekend.
And he's just one weird guy.
This guy's just a big pain in the ass. He calls us all the time. We saw him at an appearance one time, so we're going to bring him in and put the hot lights on John Kim right after...
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Slim Shadies? Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hey, I was wondering if you heard about Kathy Lee Gifford's going to be on the Jack and Bert Show tomorrow.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. She's promoting that awful album, which should be entitled Frank F. Susan Johnson.
Right.
And she will only go on radio shows where she's sure that she will get, you know, nice ass-kissing treatment. They deserve each other.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You guys would get a kick out of that.
It's, same net that, you get the Diane Sawyer, you get that simple softball network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Good. Let them have her. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I live in New York,
okay.
And I get you guys on tape delay, and I heard you last night talking about Mr. Radio.
Scott Shannon.
Scott Shannon, everybody.
Shannon.
Here's another one. Kathy Lee Gifford could go on his show, too.
Yep.
The Birds of a Feather. Hey, Kathy Lee, I want to tell you something. You're super, and I've listened to your album, and it really, really hits home with me.
Was he sober while he's saying this tour?
He would not in shelter. Come on, Scott Shannon's the king of the nice guys. Hee-haw radio.
Thanks so much, man. For those who serve. Woo!
When I was in college, I interned for him. I was his board op for a year and a half.
Well, that means you're a radio guy.
Yep.
Yep, goodbye.
Sorry.
Goodbye.
Disqualified.
Besides, I know Scott Shannon better than any of you. I worked for him.
That's right.
For a long time, I worked for him.
I'm shaking his hand, I think. I don't think I ever had. I'm trying to think. Did we meet him? Did you introduce me to him at one convention?
One time I did. One
time.
It was
like really brief, too.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I know.
Hey, how you doing?
Big square head.
Shannon.
That's all I remember.
Plastic surgery, Rick Rockwell looking freak. Shannon in the morning. And they're all the same. Shannon in the morning, Diamond in the morning.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Stossel sounds magically scrow-diddly-umptious.
Ah, oh, people are still at the dinner table with Stossel.
Thank you.
All right, listen, hold on.
I bet his scrotum tastes great with salt.
Come on, come on. Listen, where is John Kim? Wheel him in, please.
John Kim.
Yeah. We are ready for John Kim. Now, I'm really not sure exactly what this guy's story is. I know that when we've done Las Vegas-style shows, he's been in the front row before.
He's a big fan of the show.
Time.
And he has a fascination with fat women.
Big buck teeth and his gigantic Coke bottle glasses.
Here he is.
And here he is now, the very annoying John Kim.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
John Kim.
I come bearing gifts. You know, it's the tradition in the Korean family. When you go somewhere, you give gifts. You know?
So you're Korean.
Your extraction, you are not Chinese, you are Korean.
Yeah, so is that? Are you going to say, Don, John, I'm sorry for calling you Chinese? Is that what you said, Don?
No.
No.
No, you'll always be a Chinaman to me.
Oh, thank you.
My favorite Chinaman.
We don't all look alike.
I would tell you that you are the second famous Korean gentleman we've had on the show. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had Nick Cho, the Korean...
The intern.
You know, retreat-going, guitar-picking,
yes.
Yelling at David Letterman intern.
And we used to make him do a bunch of stuff. Remember that time we put him out on the street to see how much Chinese food he could eat in 1 hour?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you guys are all... I would have gladly dyed my hair blonde for you guys, if you guys would have asked, but, you know.
I'm wondering if that was a Korean extraction. If there's some sort of trend where, you know, where Korean guys are, you know, drawn to this show.
I mean, I don't know.
I wonder how many Koreans are out there. Are we popular in the Korean community, John?
I don't know.
You don't hang out with other Koreans?
Do you speak Korean?
Yes, I do.
Say something in Korean.
안녕하세요.
And what does that mean?
Hello.
Say, this is John Kim, and I would like to have sex with a fat chick.
나는 John Kim입니까? 나 뚱뚱 여자 하고 싶어요.
You know, I will tell you right now, you've got it over Nick Joe in that you immediately go to speak Korean when we ask. Nick Joe used to be like frying, you know, anything out of him to get him to talk Korean.
Could you say this? Could you say, roast the Stossel, but first cut off the hands and feet?
That's beyond my Korean limits, I'm sorry.
Can you say, pickle Stossel's genitals?
싸서 고추 만들어줘.
Very good.
All right, and listen, John Kim, what is it that you like about fat chicks so much?
They're just wonderful, man. Have you ever been with a fat chick, Don?
Maybe. not the type of fat chick you're talking about.
You know what I love is the way you asked him that question, and then you went into this, like... pose where you froze and waited for the answer with your hand extended in the air. Have you ever been with a fat chick, John?
Of course, John Kim, I've been with a fat chick, but not the likes of what I think you're looking for.
See,
I mean, not the...
I love fat chicks. The only problem is, like, when you're down there, their, like, stomach gets in the way and your nose gets all...
God. Now, John, you have experience with heavy women?
Oh, yes. Extensive,
and
thank you.
If given the choice of a beautiful woman like Lisa, and I know you've been staring at Lisa for a while.
Yes.
And a big fat pig, like those fat girls that are in the greeting card ads.
Oh, I want to say that John Kim got the vish breath.
No, I'm talking...
You've got the vish breath. You have Dennis breath. I can smell your breath all the way over here. I just want to say congratulations. We have another vish breather breath in here. Rob, can you smell the breath?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
There's breath smell. What do you have for dinner today? For lunch today?
Would you like a mint, John Kim?
Oh, thank you.
Take a mint. We're going to spray the room.
God.
There you go.
Yeah, please do.
There you go.
Enjoy more mints for John Kim.
Everybody's coming in now.
Oh,
with mints.
Buzz is here. Can I give him his gift?
Sure.
All right, give Buzz his gift.
An Altoid for you.
Buzz, since you're so sexually perverse, I got this little gift for you.
Oh, it's very nice.
What is that, Buzz? Step up to the microphone.
What is it, Buzz? Erotic way. What is it, tapes or a book?
No, it's got like you got handcuffs and rope and massage things and so on and so forth.
Where'd you get it? What store did you go to get that, John Kim?
Bibelo. It's a bookstore in Baltimore.
Maybe you can use that with Lisa, Buzz.
Here's some gum. Here's some gum.
And there's some gum for you also, John Kim.
I have something for you, Mike. Even though you have experience, but I just wanted to give this to you.
And what is the, what did he give you, Mike?
He gave me the fabulous book, The Guide to Getting It On. Let's see what it says on the back here.
A sex manual?
It's you. Once in a while, a straightforward book comes along that presents sex as it should be. Fun, fresh, rich, and inventive. Guide to Getting It On is one of the few books about sex that you actually want to sit down and read. I really like this book. John Kim.
And Don, for you.
For me, and I get a book too.
Okay.
And my book is A History of the Breast.
A History of the Breast.
That's your favorite part.
Is it a picture book?
It's like a textbook. Well, it's like it's a real goddamn textbook. It's got like old pictures.
See, my book has pictures. It has illustrations in it.
Oh, that's a woman sucking on some guy's sack.
Absolutely.
And we're going to bring Mardi Gras to Northern Virginia. I have beads for the ladies.
Beads for the ladies.
Mardi Gras beads.
All right, John. John Kim beads. All right. Thank you for your
gifts. Here comes Lisa for her beads.
Here, Lisa.
There you go.
There you go.
Show your boobies. thank you.
Did she just show him her boobs?
No, she didn't, but did she show them to you before?
Yes, she did.
No,
you're kidding.
Not.
Everybody's seen him except us.
No, he's lying. No, I did not.
Only Buzz gets that treat on this show.
Oh, and here comes
Lisa. Show your boobies, Toya.
Here comes Toya.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you, Lisa.
Excessively horny John Kim.
Thanks, John Kim.
Did she just show them to you again, Buzz?
No, she just waved.
She just waved. Okay.
All right,
I have,
gotcha.
Something to promote the size acceptance movement for you, Mike.
Thank you.
What do you got now, John?
For you, Don.
All right.
Pull into the mic. Pull the microphone into your face. Sure. Oh, you brought the magazine Plumpers.
And mine has a feature article on America's biggest butts.
Okay. So these are the type of women. You brought us some porno. Like, look, here's the lady who looks like she's in that greeting card.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Like 400 pounds. You would really want to do her.
Why not?
Yeah. Pull the microphone by your Korean mouth there. You would really want to have sex with her.
Yes.
As opposed to someone beautiful like Lisa or Toya.
Yes.
Why?
Because there's so much more loving, man. I like to touch and cuddle.
Well,
and
what about, let's get out. Right, are you looking for a relationship, or are you just looking to have as many big women as you possibly can?
Either or.
Either or.
Both and.
Both and. Mm. All right, you are one weird guy, John.
Something in your childhood? Yeah. What started this?
When did you know you liked...
Look at that one.
Oh, baby.
Look at that one. Would you want to have sex with this one, John Kim?
Hey, like, not every single woman's beautiful, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're saying, what is your cutoff point as far as size of women? Not that you're, you know, you're kind of a beefy Korean guy yourself.
Oh,
how much? I mean, you're a little fat. You got a gut. You got a belly.
Right.
Right, so what are you looking for in...
I guess 300 is a cutoff. I don't like too much.
So you don't like the 450, 500-pound women?
No, that's too...
The women that are like maybe 100 pounds away from not being able to get out of bed.
Right.
Here's a mathematical question for you. Would you prefer two women who weighed 375 pounds or three women who weighed 250 pounds?
The latter.
You would take the three women who weigh 250.
They're under the limit.
Makes sense, quantity. Mm-hmm. All right, gotcha. Okay, so John Kim... You're going to a fat festival this weekend?
Yeah, hold on. I got something else.
Okay. Philadelphia, right?
God damn, this guy came with a lot of stuff.
Boy, I tell you,
he's into a big bag. What is that, John Kim?
This is the big news newsletter. Okay. NAPA newsletter. Here you go.
Pass it on. Okay, let me see.
Very nice.
Okay, this is NAPA, which stands for
National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance.
NAPA big news.
This is what you're going. You're going to go to this convention, right?
Yeah, it has a listing of like stuff that we do and so on and so forth.
Stuff that we do. So you're part of the. Have you joined this organization?
Yes, I've been there.
Have you joined the organization?
Yes, I have.
Very good. All right. Answer the questions directly, please.
Yes, sir.
What is the date that you're going to? What's the date of the thing you're going to? Is it June?
May 26th.
May 26th. Oh, Grand Ventures Weekend. Sponsored by NAPA in Philadelphia. The week includes dances, pool party, fashion show, and lots of fun.
You'll definitely be at the pool party and fashion show, right, John Kim?
Now, when you go to these
things... I'll be there.
When you go to these things, do you go just to get laid? And do you find that the women...
No, actually, I just go for the fun, but if I get laid, then that's... We play
Truth or Dare in the rooms, and there's orgioramas and a whole bunch of stuff.
Orgiorama, tell me about that.
Well, you know, this past summer I went to a thing called the Philly Bash up in Philadelphia. And what it is, it's like 500 fat people all getting together. And then we went to another hotel, which was because the year before they had designated a room, which was the master suite, which was...
Is his breath that bad?
Yes, it is. Yes, most definitely it is.
Well, absolutely. the master suite was an orgy room 2 years ago.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
when
sir.
Is the last time you were in a dentist chair? Just out of curiosity.
It's been a while.
Like how long? Just give us a rough fast.
With Dennis Murphy, it was 8 years.
Probably more.
Ooh.
It's been more than 8 years since you've been to the dentist.
Thank you. That explains so much.
You, you are kidding me. Jesus Christ.
Do you have any pain when you eat,
ice cream?
Ice cream or sugar?
Nope. My teeth are fine.
They're fine.
Yeah, well, they look fine. They look fine.
Now, just give us a ballpark. How long do you think it's been since you went to a dentist?
More than 8 years.
More than 8 years?
Yeah. And how old are you, John Kim?
31.
So roughly
31.
A third of your life.
A third of your life.
Yeah, brains just for you. So for more than a third of your life, you've not gone to the dentist.
Right.
Okay. That's all right, just horrific. Checking. Beautiful. I was just checking.
It's all an right. Oriental thing. We have extra dental whatever.
Right, whatever.
Yeah, right, okay. So when you went to this fat thing, the last time you got laid,
right.
How many fat chicks did you have sex with?
Like five.
Five?
Wow, that's incredible.
And did you ever have sex with them in the no-no?
No.
You haven't. Okay. All right. Good. Good for you, Jim.
But I have done the no-no before, you know.
Mm-hmm. With fat chicks?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross. Gross.
Okay. So, do you go out with any other girls except fat chicks?
I prefer the corpulent type.
You do. So, yeah. your modus operandi, have you had long-term relationships with big women?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. But right now you're in between dates?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're so desperately, you know, getting on this show constantly talking about you want to find a fat woman to go to a nudist camp. Don't you think that's a little over the top, asking women to go to a nudist camp on the, you know, before they've even met you?
A fat chick?
No, I thought it through, and I thought that Don and Mike is the only resource for me to experience nudism.
You figured you'd cut through all the other stuff, all the niceties, and you just call this show and immediately get your hands on a big woman who would go to a nudist camp with you.
Right.
All right, well, listen, I will give you 60 seconds now on national radio. Do you have an email address or anything you'd like
yes,
to give
I
out?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll give you 60 seconds to put out a plea for any fat chicks who are listening to the show right now.
Okay.
And maybe they could email you or get in touch with you. Let's roll the music, please. Let's give John Kim, the very horny Korean, 60 seconds on the big clock.
Before you do that, John, you've never been convicted of a crime, have you?
No, I haven't.
Very good.
Hold on. Let me take a call for you first. Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm a fat chick.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm kidding. Listen, get Buzz to pull up. There's a website. This called Bijan for the Bijan cologne. That they do like the Michael Jordan cologne. And there's a fat chick on that website. And see if you'd be interested in that fat chick.
Well, I mean, if he was, who's to say that she'd be interested in him?
Listen, I'm positive that there's...
Yeah, you never know. I think she's as big as she is. I think she'd be interested in whoever's interested in her.
There's probably a lot of very explicit X-rated sites on the net with fat chicks.
You'd know about that, right, John Kim?
Oh, no, not at all.
Come on, are there?
Very much so. Try out... Never mind.
No, that's
all right. Give out the ad. Write it down. Write down the address for me. Hold on a second. Here's a piece of paper.
You spend a lot of time on the internet, John Kim?
Write down the address for me.
Oh, no, not at all.
Not at all.
Look at him.
Of course, he lives there.
I'm guessing, yes.
So
his bed's next to his computer.
Right.
Okay. Look at him. He's vigorously writing the web address.
That's good. Write it in English. Don't draw me pictures like Korean style.
Okay.
Here it is. Can you pull this up? Pretty obviously. the name of the site.
Can I see it?
Yeah, hold on. Look at the name of the site. We could have figured that out on our own.
Absolutely.
For goodness sake.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Guys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I guess more a comment than anything. If this freak wants to go hog and maybe we could get some audio of the squeals... So a little audio tape documentary in the background.
No, listen, I want to tell you something. That word documentary, audio documentary, was ruined today.
Yes.
Forever by Dennis Murphy.
Based on his live appearance, you might not be hearing a live documentary with John Kemp.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Oh.
no.
Hold on a second. Okay. All right, we're on the John Kim site that he suggested right now.
I think that's a famous woman. I think that's a woman that's famous for posing nude and fat.
What should I key on here? The part where it says join members page? The tour?
The tour.
Tour.
Ah, yes.
Fat sex tour. Here we go. All right, join fat sex movies tour.
Oh, my God.
Big fat.
It's just a bunch of skin.
Big, beautiful, fat women.
These kind of women that turn you on, John?
They're kind of more access than, they're bigger than...
They're bigger
like
than
said,
what you
I'm
like.
I'm like 200, 300.
All right, let me click on that. Big, fat... it takes a credit card.
Oh, there it is.
Look, there's a naked chick. She's eating like a chocolate eclair or something.
Are you a member, John, of this site? Because it takes a credit card to join?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Liar.
Tell the truth.
No, I'm not.
Liar.
No, I'm not.
How did you know that website so quick?
It's the easiest thing to pop in my head.
Right, John Kim.
John Kim.
All right, I'm going to give you the sex quiz, John Kim.
All right.
You should be honest, please.
Okay.
All right, you ready on the pencil and paper there, Buzzy?
Here we go. This is the sex quiz for John Kim.
John Kim, have you ever engaged in three-way or more sex?
Yes.
John Kim, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
No.
John Kim, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
John Kim, have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
John Kim, have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
John Kim, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
Okay. It's a pretty simple one.
Mm-hmm.
John Kim, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
John Kim, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
John Kim, have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
Yes. Giving or receiving?
Well, I mean, if
pitching
you,
or catching?
If it was
only
receiving.
Only a pitching.
Oh, you've only pitched. Okay. John Kim, have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
John Kim, have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yes.
John Kim, what is your total number of sexual partners?
About 15.
15. Five of which were at that convention.
All right, Buzzy, add them up. How did John Kim
do? That's a charming laugh, too.
Oh, thank you.
Ranks in the high middle, I would say, with an 8. 8 yeses and 15 partners.
Oh, 8 yeses.
He's
okay.
Not a total perv.
All right. Hold on a second. Here's a call for you. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I am calling to ask John Kim a question.
He's right here.
Yes, ma'am.
John Kim, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last time you got laid?
Excellent question.
Let me see.
It was probably that fat thing, right?
About a month ago.
About a month ago.
Are you a fat chick, Jen?
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
You were just curious about the mystique of John Kim?
Yeah, I was curious. And if I was a fat chick, if I were to put on a few pounds, I'd, I'd look him up.
Oh, very nice.
Would you really? His breath stinks.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Send me a couple hoes or Twinkies. I'll put on a couple pounds, see what I can do.
All right, thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby.
Now, when we were looking at this website, where this girl, this naked fat girl, is eating while her legs are spread, is that the type of thing that turns you on?
Those are called feeders. Men who like to feed women to get them fed.
Okay, if you were porking a girl like
feeders.
That.
Feeders.
Yes.
If you were porking a girl like that, would you want her to be eating while you were...
That's beyond my sexual realm, I must
say. Okay. I guess we're getting a picture of kind of a slightly conservative lover of fat.
Hold on, I got a guy who says he knows you. Joe.
Hey.
Hello, Joe. You know John Kim?
I know who he is, yes.
How do you know who he is?
I just know him because I know where he lives.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Hey, all right.
Are you a friend of John Kim's?
No, I'm not. Hey, he still lives with his parents.
Do you live with your parents?
Yes.
He does. Thumbs up. Okay.
All right. What else do you know about John Kim?
I think he was in trouble a little while ago, too.
He was in trouble?
For what?
I think he got in trouble for something. I don't know what, but he got in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Get in trouble, John Kim?
For what?
I just know he was in trouble.
Well, now, you got to give us more information.
Be more specific.
I can't because I'd be getting somebody in trouble that... I just can't give any more information.
All right, hold on,
he's
please.
He's a pervert. I'm telling you, he's a
hold
pervert.
Hold on. I'm going to take your call off the air. Hold on, please.
You're not a pervert. You've never been busted. I asked you that before, right? Have you been in trouble with the law, John?
You are off the air.
No,
what did John Kim do?
What?
this guy's just nonsense.
What?
Is this guy saying that your father caught you J-O-ing in your room?
No.
No, John Kim denies that.
He's an idiot.
So this might be a friend of yours who's just trying to bust your chops.
Do you have any real information on John Kim? You are off the air. You're off the air right now. Give me the real information or I'll hang up on you. If I say too much,
he's not giving any information.
The person that I know who knows this well will be pissed off at me.
Tell him he has to take that chance.
You just have to take the chance. There will be no names mentioned. Either you tell me what John Kim has done.
John Kim, is there anything this guy, do you know anything about what he's talking about?
Nope.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You tell him the truth?
I'm telling
look at me, look me in the eye.
Hold on, he's saying you're a pervert.
Wow.
Okay, but there's nothing that's wrong with that. All right, listen, he just gave up. He said, the only thing is that you're just a pervert.
All right.
So is that against the law?
Just like you're a pervert.
Okay. All right, that's all he had. Well, as long as you're within the bounds of the, there are laws for perverts, and you have said that you've never done anything. Is it just the fat chicks? Is that all?
That's just the fat chicks, man.
Tell me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
All right, now I want to hit. Hello? It's too bad. There was a lady selling the Washington Times who accidentally called us up.
That would have been wonderful.
I just had her on hold, and just when I was going to hip you guys to what's happening, she hung up the phone.
Get a subscription for John Kim.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, my name's Gus. I've been listening to you guys for about a year and a half, and in November or early December, when Louis the Retard called, I thought you guys made a bet that you wouldn't take any more of his calls of $100.
Was that written down?
I don't remember. Robbie, is that written down?
I never wrote it down.
And the call wasn't screened from Lewis today.
And technically, sir, they didn't take the call.
I hung up on him. It wasn't like it was screened.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to sit up straighter then.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, John Kim, I'm rapidly becoming bored with you.
Thank you.
If you have nothing else to contribute to the show, I know. Give out your email address if you want fat chicks to contact you.
It's the Yawper, TheYawper @hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com.
All right, John Kim.
Should I call you on Monday to give a report on my weekend? Or
yes, call on Monday. Sure,
okay.
Absolutely. Monday's Memorial Day.
That's a wonderful idea.
Hello, here's a different viewpoint. Charles.
Hey, yeah. Fat chicks always stink.
What?
They can't wash every crack that they've got hanging off the plate and whatnot.
Oh, no, man, what I tell you, if they're fat, they lift it up and then they wash it.
Oh, that is disgusting. Have you ever found any food in their rolls?
Oh, this is an anti-fat call right
here. I found your mother.
John Kim. Spirited debate.
Watch it, please.
Yeah, why don't you stick your nose in my bung, Kim?
All right. Hello.
Kim.
Hello, John. My show use the last name.
Kim. Hey, gong, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Woo.
Hey,
hey, Chan. Lou. Lucy Lou. Hello.
How you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I was going to ask Mr. Kim there if he ever had an experience like I had in a service one time when I was about 18. There was a big black fat chick that I was with, and I was doing it. I thought I was doing it good, and I was really just in a roll. I feel embarrassed telling Toya, but I just, have you ever had that, Kim?
Can't tell you how.
Kim. And when did he become Kim?
Everybody's just using his last name.
That ever happened to ye, Kim?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Eric. How you doing?
We're doing great, Eric.
Hey, I love your show.
Thanks.
I got a question for Kim.
Please call me John or John Kim. Damn you.
Yeah. Yes, for John Kim.
Everybody seems to be just falling in love with calling you Kim.
Okay, what do you want to say to Kim?
Is the reason he's going out with these fat chicks, is that because he can't get any thin chicks?
No, that's not the reason at all.
Well,
it's acquired taste.
Well, let's be honest here. You're not the raving beauty.
You're not going out with models when you're not going out with fat chicks, right?
I have this sexual technique. Maybe I'll share it with you. Maybe I won't.
Hey, I understand going hogging, but once or twice, but constantly, it doesn't turn me on.
Hey, have you ever been with a fat chick?
Right, I just hung up on.
I bet
that.
He has. Yeah. If he knows the term hogging.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Is John still there?
I'm here.
Yes, John.
Hi.
Kim.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Is that it?
What did she say to you in Korean?
She just said hello.
All right.
Oh, I bet it was a very formal hello.
No, it's a formal hello. Hello.
Hey, lady, do you speak Korean?
That's about the extent of my Korean.
Say something provocative to her. Tell her that you would like to...
Hey, what nationality are you?
I'm Caucasian. I'm originally from Iowa.
You bend over, you get a little Korean in you.
Oh, God.
John Kim.
John Kim, everyone.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, honey. See you later.
John P. Kim.
All right, John. Listen, good. Goodbye. Call us next week and let us know what happens when you go to the Fat Convention this weekend in Philadelphia.
All right.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for the gifts.
The mystery that is John Kim.
John Kim.
John Kim.
All right, get out.
Thank you. Fatty lover.
There you go.
Bye.
Thanks, John Kim.
The magazines he brought are funny. Like, he brought me plumpers and big women. Humongous threesomes. Oh, no need for a handshake, John Kim. 1,200 pounds of prime PU. Eight pages of plump amateurs. How to seduce a plumper. Swedish treat Marie shows off the goodies.
Marie. I have mountains of horny meat. America's biggest butts. 10 tubby treats and Titanic Tina's taboo tea show. Here we go.
Hold on a second. Let me go to one of my articles. All right, here's a fat girl, and she's laying down on her stomach.
Right.
And she's holding her butt open. Mm-hmm. And the quote says, and normally in a sex magazine, she'd be talking about, like, sex stuff.
Yes.
But the quote says, I love to eat, and I want to get much bigger than I am. So I can find a man who likes large ladies.
There you go. There's the turn on.
And that's what guys J-O to in these magazines.
Apparently so.
Let me see. Jelly bellies. Must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Here's the threesome. Sherry, Cindy, and Tia. One enormous plumper at your beck and call is certainly every fatty lover's dream. But can you imagine the three of these hefty hornies all lolling around on your extra-large reinforced bed, waiting for you to join them? Well, Sherry, Cindy, and Tia got tired of waiting and decided to take matters and each other into their own hands. Each of our lardy ladies tipped the scale at over 400 pounds.
Wow.
We're looking for the right man to come play with us. If you think you're man enough to handle three whoppers at a time, and if you don't have the stamina to F us all, we still have each other.
Oh, my God.
And then here's some pictures. Three of them.
You got bigger ones in yours.
Going at each other.
You've got plumpers. I've got plump.
Ah.
This is, I think, more up John Kim's alley here.
If you think you have the stamina to take on all three of us, come on. If you don't hold up, we still have each other.
Oh, man. Wow, this is quality.
Jesus Christ.
This is a world of his own here.
Yes, it is. How to seduce a plumper. Getting to first base with a plumper is great. You finally see the big, beautiful, fat woman of your dreams. Manage to get the courage to approach her, and she responds favorably to your awkward flirtations. Now is the time for sweaty palms. You've never been out with a ponderously large woman, and you don't have the slightest idea what to do if you're lucky enough to get the second base, third, or egads. What if you hit a home run?
Yeah, baby! Wow.
Jesus Christ. Let me see. Getting her home, getting inside and getting in, getting her to bed. Plumpers have nerve endings in their big bodies, have more nerve endings in their big bodies than smaller women.
Hey, there's somebody who was thinking too much.
That means there's more places on your body where she'll feel your gentle touch. Now that you're in bed with your plumper, don't pounce on her like you're trying to conquer Mount Everest. Treat her gently. Kiss her plump ear.
Would you like to see a picture of Miss Tina?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Go. Oh, my God. Hello, Miss Tina. Isn't that wonderful? That's special.
Gently massage her fat neck.
Ah!
Run your fingers up and down her fat arms. Gently massage her big back and the rolls of flesh cascading down her stomach. Kiss her big brown... And gently heft her huge knockers. You've kissed every part of her humongous body that you can reach. But how are you going to get to that
which may be buried in folds of fat.
Oh,
you may not be able just to spread and get your head between them. So gently suggest you roll over and get on her knees.
Hallelujah.
That way you can lift the fatty rolls and get to her place. If she's really big, and then it says in parentheses, you lucky bastard.
Right.
And it's not easy for her to get on her knees. Have her lie on her side and lift one leg.
Bingo.
And you can,
so it's an instruction manual.
You can get in for a good hot session.
Plumpers are very oral.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody needs love.
Jesus
There you go. And, of course, he's got a subscription.
Yeah, John Kim. Thank you, John Kim.
Have fun at the convention.
Okay, hold on. One more call before we have to do a break.
Maybe he'll meet a plump dentist.
Hello, Don my show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, was that that breath really that bad?
Yes. Well, Mike was next to it. He
you weren't getting
it.
Any of that?
I got none of it.
Oh, my God.
My older
God.
Brother was in the Air Force in Korea, Seoul, Korea, for 3 years, and one of their favorite treats over there is called kimchi, and it's cabbage and stuff that's fermented in jars. They bury it in the ground for, like, months.
I think I've heard of that.
And
sure.
Walk around with, you know, just knocking each other out with that stuff. I mean, their breath is just horrible.
Well, I don't think it's the kimchi as much as the fact that it's perhaps 8 years since a regular dentist visit.
And remember, Pooh Bear loves Fat Gunny, too. He likes to smear it all over his face.
Okay, come
put
on.
His paws in the well, and oh, yeah.
All right, you.
Go by John Kimchi. We will be...
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for John and Mike.
Oh, you know, we're getting dangerously close to a winner in the Secret Sound. It better happen the next time.
I would say the odds are in the favor.
And that's coming up in just a moment. Rob and I were just reading to each other from the Plumpers magazine.
I saw that. I saw you standing very close to Rob and reading that.
And besides all the stuff that I can't read on the radio,
yes,
like the real sex stuff,
the real detail.
Well, let me just say, 69 can be a problem.
Oh, dear.
You don't want her to lie on top of you.
No.
And if she's really big and fat and you're on top of her, chances are you won't be able to access her place. So, side by side is your best bet. If she can get one leg up high enough.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then, so we're looking through at the pictures of all these chicks, and of course the fat chicks that sent in the pictures from home.
Mm-hmm.
And then up front, where they have...
The home game.
They have big fat celebrities in the news.
Right.
They have a picture of... Liza Minnelli.
Oh, my.
And over here, Louis Anderson.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
It's the celebrity corner.
Both Liza and Louis are in the pages of Plumpers magazine.
I wonder, of course, Louis does have his clothes on.
Yes. Oh, they both have their clothes on.
Thank God.
They both do. Yes, right.
Liza.
Liza!
With a Z. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, all right. That's a deadline. Don and Mike, hello.
Speak to us.
Well, no. Did I do something? Are all the lines going dead? Hello?
Hello?
No, there's somebody. Don and Mike show. Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I got a question, or I got a suggestion for the sex quiz.
Oh, sex quiz? Pretty perfect the way it is, my friend.
No. You need one question. Have you ever paid for or been paid for sex? I think that was in the original.
I mean, seem to remember that in the original.
And I think we paired it out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. I thought it was...
We paired it out because we thought it might disturb the celebrities.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Of course, that gentleman paid for it hundreds and hundreds of times.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
How are you all today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Listen, I've been hearing you talking to John Kim about the fat ladies.
Yes, honey.
Well, I'm the opposite side of that coin. I just love fat men.
Are you big yourself?
No, sir.
But you like big men?
I love big men.
How big do you like them?
Oh, well, I've been married to a man that was about 375 pounds.
Oh! Wow. All right, that's big, honey.
But you see the
As
thing...
As you like to say, the cheese stands alone.
Yes.
They're so anxious to serve. I mean, there are the women that love the fat men, aren't there, Don?
Honey, I don't weigh 375 pounds.
Well, that's the thing to clear up. What's fat for a woman and what's fat for a man?
Okay, what's fat for a woman is these pigs in Plumpers. Okay?
That's fat for a woman. These women weigh like almost 400 pounds.
Now,
How tall are they?
In plump, they're pared down a little. They're not as big as in plumpers.
Honey, oh. Okay, when you weigh 400 pounds, it doesn't matter if you're 7 feet tall. You weigh 400 pounds, you're a pig.
Okay, how about for a guy? What's fat?
What's fat for a guy?
Yeah.
300-400 pounds.
Same as for a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's kind of fair. But anyway, I really love them. And like I said,
see, I think I don't believe this woman. I think this woman
she
is.
She sounds fat.
She's a big woman, and she's getting a little irritated. Tell the truth.
I weigh 135 pounds, and I'm 5'8".
May I ask you one question?
Yes.
Have you ever lost the remote control on your person?
My what?
Have you ever lost your television remote control on your person?
Actually, I lost the television.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
She's funny good. And
okay.
Sad.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
Lucky Frida.
Oh, she's an angry. She did not like the plump segment. Yeah. She was a very angry woman.
Very threatened.
And why that is generated in me, I told you, I get on a scale. I weigh 208 pounds.
She was mad at you for reading out of the Plumpers magazine.
Okay? I'm husky.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say I'm a plumper?
I think we all fall into the husky category.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. We're husky. We do not belong in a magazine. Louis Anderson belongs in a magazine.
Right. Louis Anderson weighs like 300 pounds.
Absolutely.
I weigh myself today. 208.
208.
208. That's my weight. How much do you weigh, Buzz?
I actually don't own a scale.
Oh, please.
But I think I'm around 200.
Yeah, don't you dare.
Oh, okay, I'm not going to ask you.
Thank you.
Okay.
How about you, Rob?
244 now.
244.
Excellent, Rob.
See? Bumper free.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Starsky and Husky. Hey, that lady was straight out of Plumpers. I know Plumpers. She was a plumper.
Yeah, there's no doubt she was a pig.
She eats 135 pounds a day. There ain't no way that lady weighs 135.
You're right.
Don't get them, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Starsky and Husky.
And no matter how big you are, to each his own. Right. I mean, look at John Kim. This is a guy that wants big women.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd like to ask John Kim if he went the other, if he swings like the opposite way. A short, skinny, 15-year-old boy.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Goodbye. You know what's sad is that sounded like a short, skinny 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, yes, it did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, how y'all doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
I want to know what qualifies as being a fat guy as opposed to these women wanting fat guys.
What qualifies?
How much
do you weigh?
275.
Well, you're right on the cusp. With a little work, by the end of summer, you might be able to qualify.
275. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot.
Yeah, you know, if you work real hard this summer, you could probably put on 25 more pounds, and then you probably qualify.
I think that being 6 foot, that 300 mark might be important for you.
So I need to eat a lot of Twinkies, and I could be on like Hawaii 5-0 as WoFat.
Yeah. I used to love Hawaii 5-0 when they would give the character name and the actor. Didn't you know the
Sam Fong as Chin Ho?
Way to go, Rob.
So why bother? There you go. Damn right.
Cam Fong is Chin
Ho. I love it
that he's got that in his brain. That is great.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I've got a great idea for a bumper next time dude comes in.
Yes.
Okay. If you can't hold up, we've still got each other. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's the thing that the girl said in Plumper.
Absolutely.
All right. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello. Yes. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Turn your radio down, please.
Let me shut up my radio. I'll get you off hands free. How are you, sir?
Hello. Well, that's much better. Hello.
Cool. I wanted to get a try on the Get the Secret sound. Somebody guessed it already?
You must be calling from New York, right?
Yes, sir.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm sorry that offer is a bit held back because we're so close to getting a winner now.
That's right. The offer held back almost sounds like we have a furniture store here.
I'm sure the next time we play the game, we're going to get a winner. So we'll have a brand new sound for you tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, when people from New York call in, we'll give them a shot.
Excellent.
Okay?
We'll have a shot tomorrow morning.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, tomorrow morning. Yeah, call us tomorrow morning.
And Monday.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Mr. Wu, and I like big butts.
Oh, now you were on a good riff there.
Yeah, you had the music.
You shouldn't have hung up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies.
Hello, what?
This is Thomas Aloysius Gavin here.
Well, Tom, now, the last time you talked to us, you said our show sucks.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Tom. Did we get you angry, Tom?
Angry.
I guess that's a yes.
I had eggs,
Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's group home day.
Watch it.
Tom?
Watch it.
Tom the Monster, everybody.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Did you left... Okay, yes, it's Buzz. Remember when you left the threatening voicemail towards Dennis Murphy? What's up with that?
What threatening voicemail did he leave?
It was so short on my voicemail, I couldn't even get it on tape because I couldn't get to it fast enough. He said, hey, Tom, Dennis, don't call.
Because...
That's it. What's up with that?
He's calling Sarah at Channel 10, asking her if he can date her on Friday night.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
No. No, it's not.
Why, Tom?
Because she works at Channel 10. Works where I...
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
The last time you called, did we tell you you're not going to the beach house?
Yep.
You're not going.
I am, too.
You're not.
No, you're not. No, sorry.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You know, Jason 101's copying you all.
Really?
With the beach house.
Really? Well, they copy us on a lot of stuff.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
I had eggs.
Oh. Yeah, you said that already, Tom.
And biscuit.
That's redundant, Tom. Spell redundant.
No.
Oh.
You didn't. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
How you guys doing, Buzz?
I'm all right, my 15% friend.
Nah, watch it.
Hey, Tom, one last question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about plumpers?
Plumpers?
No, fat chicks.
Real fat chicks. I like them.
You like real fat chicks?
Yeah, sure. They're very good, Tom.
Yep.
Tom and John.
Hey, there Tom, roar like a monster.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Andy's gone. Always a nice goodbye from Tom Gass.
Andy's gone. That was Tom the...
Nice bush.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I don't think Tom's as nice.
Tom the Monster. You remember on his last call, or maybe it was two calls ago.
No, it was the last call.
No, it was the last call he said that we suck.
Right.
But it was
and
the
he
call,
hung up on us,
it was
too.
The call before that that Tom told us he was 15%.
Yeah, that's what he said. We don't know whether that's true or not.
15% quirky.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this Don?
Yeah, and Mike.
Can I talk to him?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Hope you enjoyed it.
Okay, listen. Just clear these lines out. Let's get a caller 100.
All right.
Let's try to give away this money right now with a secret sound. For goodness sake, Stossel figured it out. Buzz figured it out. Mike stole it from Buzz and figured it out.
Yes, I really didn't figure it out.
Everybody's got it. If you've got the secret sound, be the 100th caller now. Telephone number 877-365-3636.
All right.
Me thinks we'll have a big wiener.
Yeah, I would hope so.
In just a second. And also we'll be doing the news and the comments right after the contest. So it's time to ask Buzz what he's making up tonight on the news.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead story tonight?
Tonight it's a double bill. Linda Tripp is off the hook, and JonBenet's parents think they are too.
All right, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
original.
He's the... The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. Drive the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Jeff. Listen, everybody's calling about the website for the Dennis Murphy prom pictures. They're lovely. Now, the girl is actually quite cute.
Yes, she wanted to go to the prom. She went with Dennis.
Here's where you see it. geocities.com/ Don and Mike prom. / all pics dot html. Okay, that is the address to see the pictures of Dennis and Cheryl going to the prom, and now what could be a very big moment.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Could be a big wiener right now.
Or you could be disappointed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Well, what's your name?
My name's Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
Green Acres.
City, please, Matt. Spokane, Washington. Matt, you have won the Snapple prize pack. Snapple, available at delis and groceries nationwide. Check them out on the web at snapple.com. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for the vacation we're giving away on Friday. A trip for two to Salt Lake City, Utah to see the Sundance Film Festival, courtesy of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Now on sale at video stores remastered everywhere. Have you heard all the clues today?
Yes, I have.
Do you have an idea? You think you're ready?
Yep.
All right, my friend.
Oh, we got some confidence here.
No pressure. Just that everybody in the room now knows what the secret sound is.
Yeah.
Come on, you know, Mike.
Yeah, but I didn't figure it out on my own.
But still, you know.
You know.
Yeah. You're in on it now.
Yeah.
You're one of the gang now.
Yeah, I didn't do it honest, though.
One of the guys.
Cheated off of Buzz's paper.
Okay. For $500, we play you the sound now. We'll give you 15 seconds to give it one last thought. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you, of course, good speed.
Caller, name this sound.
This one has hung around a long time. And now that you hear the sound, what, you still don't get it?
Never would have figured it out, no.
Never really? That's why it's a secret sound.
And the odds are in my favor.
So, having said all of that, what is secret sound number two?
It is the soap dispenser.
You...
Yep!
Yes!
You are right.
Yep.
That's right.
You got him.
That's right.
Way to go, the soap dispenser.
That's right. Listen to it again. It is a soap dispenser.
It's that little sound at the end is the soap coming out, right?
Yes, it is. The little dollop, the little jizz of soap that comes out.
And if you listen real carefully, you can hear the air going back into the pump, because that's how the pump works.
Yeah. So think about the clues I gave you. First, I said bathroom.
Right.
Then I said hygiene.
Yep.
Then I said something that listeners of this show don't hear very often.
Very rare hand washing.
Then I said sink.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said hand.
Yeah.
Hands.
And then finally this guy got it.
Yes.
I figured out a couple days ago.
No. Oh, okay. Right. You just didn't get through.
Nope. It's kind of hard.
Oh, beautiful. That is secret sound number two. You got it. It's the sound of a soap dispenser. One of those push-down jobbers.
Wonderful sound, guys, because I thought it was pretty tough. Even with the clues, it was very tough.
It's a good one. We'll have a brand new one on tomorrow's episode.
I am looking forward to that. I'm going to do much better on the next one.
Do we have that ready for a preview listen?
No, we don't.
No, we don't have it ready yet. All right, well, we'll have it for you tomorrow.
You'll have to listen tomorrow.
First set of touchstones tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Now, listen, what was your real name?
Matt,
and you live in Spokane?
Yes, I do.
Right, on KFAN Radio. Beautiful, thank you. Hold on, Matt.
You got a little testy when you asked him the second. It's Matt!
Right, well,
hey, come on, you won $500. Come on now.
I thought he was using some nickname or something like that. Didn't he first call in saying his name is Crazy Ed or something?
He said he was from Green Acres. That's what it was.
Right, okay, well, congratulations. We'll find out. Is that how we'll plaster his name on this show?
Yeah.
We gave away $500. We got to have a last name.
You know how many people wanted to win the secret sound? And young Matt did from Green Acres.
Secret sound number two was the sound of a liquid soap dispenser.
Man, and I finally, at the end, I put it all together after it's been guessed. It was tough for me. I think certain sounds are more difficult, but, well, who am I kidding? I never used that.
Time out, Buzz.
Yes.
We got to do this to catch up on spots. Congratulations to Matt from Green Acres. We will be back with Buzz's news and comment in a moment.
And Saints of Jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for news now with Buzz Burbank, brought to you by Budweiser. Make it a Bud summer. Bud and Bud Light are giving away thousands of great prizes. Visit Budweiser.com for details. Buzz?
Yeah.
We just take this one call,
okay?
We always get a call like this after the contest.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's a goof. Lisa screened this call. Hello, Don and Mike. Dave.
Yeah, Dave from Spokane.
Yes, Dave.
I don't believe you guys that secret sound. That does not sound like a soap dispenser.
You know, we always get a douchebag like this that calls after the contest.
Well, who's the douchebag who recorded the sound?
Rob Douchebag from his house.
Rob, do you swear on Buzz's nuts that is a soap dispenser?
Yes, and will you please go to hell right now?
Go to hell?
Yes.
Yes, he said he did swear, and for you to go to hell.
Yeah, right. We do radio contests that are rigged. That's right.
Yeah, okay. Well, eat me, Rob.
Well, hey, hold on, douchebag. If you're so positive, What is the sound? If we have it wrong, what is it?
I think it's Rob with a air-powered nail gun, and then he made a little slurp sound afterward. He was probably doing something gross.
Air-powered nail gun?
God damn it, you're an idiot.
Good guess.
Have you guys ever listened to that sound outside of the studio?
I've heard a nail gun. I've heard plenty of nail guns.
And just, you know, just because you're such a douche, what purpose would it serve us to have the sound of a nail gun and Rob slurping and not wait for someone to call in with that answer?
I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, why would we fake it? What would be the point?
To drag out the contest for a long time. So
yeah, you drag out
about $500 every, you know, other day.
No, you drag out the contest by coming up with great sounds that people can't figure out.
Okay, well, I was wrong. I apologize, Radio God.
There's the right thing to do.
Thank you.
There's an apology. Not accepted by any of us, though, right? Would that be accurate?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm another one of them.
What, Paul?
That's not a soap. I've never heard soap come out of a dispenser after you pump it. It comes out as you're pumping it.
Yeah, but Rob had just said, now listen, I'm more acutely aware of this because I didn't know what it was until, and I was saying to myself, you know what, first of all, I think anybody that knows the sound of a soap dispenser, a lot of people don't know that sound. That's what made it difficult. But I will tell you, Rob said very clearly that the sound that you heard, that sound, was the sound of the air going back into the dispenser.
Mike, let me ask,
do you realize that Rob takes a sensitive digital audio microphone and holds it directly up to whatever the sound is that we use?
That's right, Paul. If that is your real name, you have to realize this is greatly amplified, which is one of the magic pieces of Secret Sound.
Makes it a little tougher. It's not what you would hear normally with the naked ear.
Does Mike believe you guys?
Yeah, of course I believe him. I mean, that's right. I'm here when it's going on. There's no earthly reason.
A-hole.
All right.
Why do you think we would rig a contest?
Who knows? Because you guys are crazy.
You know what I think it is? I mean, I will tell you that I'm the same way as everybody else that listens to this. It creates a frenzy. And with every contest winner, you're going to have a little sour grapes because people wish it was them.
You know, and I'd just like to say, just like when we busted those stations that were giving away $1,000 a day and saying that they were doing it on one station when actually they were doing it on 50 stations.
Right.
Anybody that would like to have a copy of the rules simply has to call CBS Radio, where a copy of the rules are all there and where all the answers are already laid out.
And if it was a fake contest, why would you have Buzz, who didn't know, and also Charlie Stossel, who didn't know, and Lisa, who didn't know, all guessing the same thing?
I mean, Buzz guessed that because that's what he thought it sounded like. Am I right about that?
That's right.
That's it.
All right, guys.
Okay, listen, just F you. Okay?
F you.
No, F you.
F you, a-hole.
F you. What is this sound right now?
The sound of a man being hung up on. Right now.
Okay, hold on. You know what, now we're getting too many of these guys, and I know these are just guys goofing on us.
Hello?
Absolutely.
Hello?
I would like to comment on the perpetration of this fraud.
There you go,
All right.
Absolutely, strength in numbers.
Listen, I enjoy yelling at the first couple of guys that call with me.
Then it loses its freshness.
Right, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike, and now here's the next wave. These would be people.
All the people that didn't think that was really that sound, because it was.
Now we're going to get the wave of people calling to affirm that they believe.
And those people are irritating you also.
Yes, they are.
Almost more so than the original call.
I like to irritate you guys, though.
Right.
It's fun.
Come on, F you. Goodbye.
Hey, F you.
No, F you.
Lots of F you's going back and forth today.
Right.
F you. Well, F you.
Well, F you. Okay, now, Brian.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi, buddies.
Hi.
I'm just glad to say that I'm glad that you have some young women in there now that does not hang up on you.
That do not hang up on
you? The rockhead you stole.
Right.
Buzz?
Yes. What you foresee the comic irony there?
What did I hang up on it? That's the irony of it.
Yes.
Isn't it ironic, don't you think?
Isn't it ironic?
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Linda Tripp is off the hook. Prosecutors in Maryland have dropped their wiretapping case against her. Now that'll free her up for her appearance in Plumpers magazine. They got a discouraging ruling from the judge. The judge wanted to limit what Monica Lewinsky could say on the witness stand, which prosecutors say left them without much of a case, and Tripp cannot legally be forced to testify. She was accused of illegally recording phone calls with Monica. Those tapes led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. In Maryland, it's illegal to record another person without their knowledge and permission.
I want to say something, and I'm hearing this reported a lot.
Right.
Led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
That's correct.
Bill Clinton was not impeached.
Yes, he was.
He's still the president.
That's right.
Yeah, but impeachment is the trial. Impeachment is the accusation.
Okay. Well, then you should say...
Removal from office is the result of an impeachment.
No, but when it is reported, and I'm not only yelling at Buzzy, I get every single report I hear about this, the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Right.
Okay. He wasn't impeached, though.
He was impeached.
He still got the job.
Right.
No, he was impeached.
But he was impeached.
You can have the job and be impeached and keep the job and still be impeached.
I thought he won the vote that day that they had all those dudes vote on him.
When you're impeached, it's another word for indicted.
Tried.
It's another word. Impeachment.
It's like saying Ray Lewis murdered that girl or that guy just because Ray Lewis has been accused of murdering that guy.
It is odd, and I thought it was odd when I first heard this.
I think everybody learned, when that happened, everybody, it sounded like an impeachment.
Right.
I always thought up until the Clinton impeachment that when someone was impeached, that means they were thrown out of office. The impeachment is what they have to vote for. The impeachment is he was indicted. I think a synonym for it would be indicted.
It's the procedure.
And I wish
the procedure.
And I wish that they would just make that difference known.
See, in other words, what you're saying is it sounds like when they say that, that they're saying he was removed from office, when it led to the removal from office, when in fact, no, it led to the eventual impeachment.
They tried to toss him out of office.
Right.
But he won that. So they should say Monica Lewinsky, which led to him being held up on charges that could get him tossed out of office.
But it's still proper to say which led to his impeachment, even though it's confusing.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Because he wasn't impeached.
No, he was impeached.
Yes, he was.
Then how does he have the job?
The impeachment is just the procedure.
The impeachment is when you're impeached.
No. I understand. But just take it down to the basic elements of what you're saying. Bill Clinton was impeached.
Right.
Who's the president of the United States right now?
Bill Clinton.
I thought you just said he was impeached.
He was.
Then how does he have the job?
This is like having
to sell first.
Because you can be impeached maybe two or three times and keep the job when you're a president. You can be impeached a bunch of times, technically. Mm-hmm. And if you're not convicted, you're not removed from office.
Well, then you're not impeached.
You are impeached.
Yeah, he was impeached.
But he's not impeached because he still is the president.
We'll always be down on record as Bill Clinton was impeached.
But he wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't.
The impeachment.
They tried to impeach him, but he wasn't impeached.
You're thinking that impeached means removal from office, and it doesn't.
So what does impeachment mean, then?
Impeachment means you are accused of crimes and you are put on trial.
Here's the dictionary. Impeach, to accuse. To accuse a public official of misconduct in office by bringing charges before an appropriate tribunal.
So charges were brought against him, and he wasn't convicted.
And it comes from its other meaning of the word, to challenge the credibility of.
Buzz, can I have that dictionary for a second?
Absolutely.
Love to see it. Robbie, grab that, please.
Right. What are you planning?
We're going to lose a page.
What are you planning?
No, you're not going to lose a page.
It's going to be...
There you go. Give me the dictionary.
Here it comes.
Do you understand it? Do you understand it now?
I understood it all along. My point is, it's stupid that to the lay person, and hello, I'm your lay person, when you say Bill Clinton was impeached, you immediately think he was tossed out of office. Not that they went through the procedure to try to throw him out of office.
And I thought that until the impeachment when they explained that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I have taken a lighter to Buzz's dictionary and I am burning it now. I swear to God, I am burning Buzz's dictionary
right
now.
It's on fire.
And I know I'm not supposed to burn things in here.
No, that's true.
Ah, it's a fire. We got a fire.
I just put it out.
There you go.
No problem.
Don't burn yourself.
I just burned a couple pages.
Don't burn yourself.
There it is. I just burned the pages that had impeachment on them. Please, now, everybody don't call it out like I'm some retard. I understand. But there must be some right-thinking people out there who agree with me, who say, hey, he's impeached. The first thing you think is he's thrown out of the office.
That's what I used to think. I saw one of those during the impeachment I saw him do it.
Was Nixon impeached?
No, he was not. He resigned before he could be impeached.
Before they had the trial, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nixon was Nixon did not want to go through the accusation and, and be brought up on charges.
The only president to be impeached prior to Clinton
Andrew
was
Andrew Johnson.
Johnson, right, at the end of the Civil War.
He was impeached, but he wasn't convicted.
Right.
Right.
Okay, I'm just telling you, it just sounds wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Sure, it does sound wrong.
Just sounds wrong.
Impeached because it's they make such a big deal of it, you know, with Nixon, especially with Nixon when they say Nixon resigned before he could be impeached. It sounds, when you hear that statement, it sounds like he resigned before they could throw him out of office.
Hold on, right? Now I'm going to bring on a guy who's going to state the obvious. Tim.
John.
Yes.
John, how are you?
Come on, state the obvious.
Well, you're an absolute idiot. You don't know what the word impeach means.
Thank you. Bye-bye. As I said, he will state the obvious. I'm an idiot. Apparently, I'm the only guy in the world who hears that and thinks that that sounds wrong.
No, you are not.
You're not. No, okay. Whatever. Whatever. I'm just telling you, it just sounds wrong to my ear.
You didn't say whatever the right way.
Whatever. Just sounds wrong.
It does.
Okay, like if I was to say, Buzz, you're fired.
Uh-huh.
But then I didn't really fire you.
Right.
Right. If I was to say you're fired,
uh-huh.
What would you think?
Well, I would think it was fired. I would say,
all right, then. That's nice.
God. I think we've cleared that up now. I think everybody understands now. I think we've done some educating today.
What's next, Buzz? Oh, that's right. You can't talk.
Buzz's microphone has been turned off. I should point out that I was also explaining the impeachment.
And I should just point out right now that both those guys have been fired.
Wow.
The way that I understand the word. Okay, leave.
Oh.
I've now effectively fired everybody. The way that I understand the word fired to be. I've impeached Mike, and I've impeached Buzz, and I've impeached Rob. But now I'm going to show you the way that the word is actually used. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike. Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. Right. I got it. Okay. Right. You weren't saying anything on purpose.
Oh, kill me.
All right, Rob, come on back in.
Come on in, everybody.
Come on in. Yeah.
Where's that music? Had a gag. Yes, sir. Fantastic.
All right.
Everybody, come on back.
Come on. I'm just goofing.
Sure.
It just really doesn't sound right to me. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, what's your next story?
John and Patsy Ramsey, they have run out and taken their own lie detector test. Well, I wish his microphone was still turned off. Boulder Police. Thank you, Don. I appreciate that.
Well, it's not going to stop this.
No,
I know.
Who is Nero?
And that's why he wanted his microphone turned off.
Of course.
Who is Jeff the Ripper?
To be on page 51, right next to the ad for socks, and he'd find a John and Patsy Ramsey story.
But actually, technically, you just have to work in the name JonBenet for us to play this.
Right? They've not been impeached. Unfortunately.
Our tribute to stage mothers everywhere.
Oh, God. I was talking to the stage mother last night. She said, I've got some more auditions for you.
Who say that my hook isn't cute.
Great laugh here. That's the part I always like.
Right.
Thank you. Boulder police want you to be skeptical of this lie detector test. They still have the Ramseys under that umbrella of suspicion. The guy hired by JonBenet's parents met with reporters today to say the Ramseys denied killing their daughter and proved truthful. He says they denied knowing anyone involved in the murder and proved truthful. He says Mrs. Ramsey denied writing that ransom note and again got a passing grade. Boulder police refused to accept the results of any test not given by the FBI. The Ramseys agreed to take the test so long as it was from somebody other than the FBI.
All right, Buzz, you're going to have to listen to our impeached president here for a moment.
We've been going for more than an hour. Would you mind if we take a break?
All right.
I need to go to the restroom.
Okay. Follow the words of that great man.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back.
Constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark. Ray Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We sure are.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Elton?
Oh, come on. Don't impeach me because I'm wearing sunglasses.
Come on, can't a guy have a little change in style once in a while?
I should have been waiting all day to call you Elton.
I know. You know, the thing that kills me about this is you guys don't remember. Neither one of you remember.
No, I do remember when you did it last
year. I wore them.
One day.
One day.
Yeah. One day.
I wore them all day, and nobody said anything. For whatever reason, they got noticed today.
I think we did. Maybe we didn't pay as much attention throughout the entire show.
Right.
But I know in the beginning of the show, the last time you wore sunglasses.
You made a mention of it, and then that was it. And for some reason, they've been much more disturbing today. I think it's because I've gained weight.
I don't think that's the reason.
You don't think so?
I think you've gained weight, but I don't think that's the reason. No, I think they weren't the purpley color. These are different ones, aren't they?
No, these are the same ones that I wore.
You're kidding.
Yeah, because they're sitting right where I left them when I took them off.
You're kidding.
Let me make sure that that's the same guy here. Yeah. Yeah.
Because all day I've been thinking that they look different than the last time you did it. Because you asked me in the office before the show, don't I remember the last time you wore sunglasses?
Yeah, I wore these because they were... What it was is I always like, because of the lights, I always like that. That's really the only reason I wear even regular glasses with a real weak prescription on them.
Right.
And those have a little tint in them, and it's because of the lights that are in here. And I didn't have those glasses, and I said, well, let me just try these, and I brought them in. And I did the same thing again today.
Okay.
Tomorrow they'll be rose colored.
Okay. Well, no, you really should go for those, that new, remember we were saying in New York you could get those yellow ones?
You know the ones I'm talking about too.
Exactly.
The ones you see Nicholson wearing at the Lakers games.
Who's on the phone?
It's a call for Mike.
Call for me?
Call for Mike. Huh.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Don, maybe it's, maybe the reason that everybody was noticing Mike's sunglasses was he's walking around the sales floor saying, hey, everybody, what do you think about my new blue sunglasses?
I didn't say that, Tim.
Come on, man. You're looking at us, son.
Oh, F you. Hey, Tim, F you. I did not say that. And don't ever call me again on this show, okay?
Okay.
Or I'll do a half hour on you.
See ya.
All right, go away.
See ya.
Dick. That went well. Thank you.
Tim McWilliams.
No, don't ever do that again. Thank you very much. What happened in the sales department is that somebody commented on my glasses, and Tim was walking by, and I said, what do you think? But I'll never ask Tim for his opinion again. Thank you very much. Won't be necessary, mister. I've got a client that really wants to use you, but then he never talks to you for 2 months. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
Now it's all really coming out.
Yeah.
Now we're getting all the real stuff. Here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Screw you, Tim. Thank you.
Tim's no Steve Johnson, is he?
No, he isn't. He's not my good friend Steve Johnson. That's right. That's right. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Steve Johnson... He's never lied to me.
There you go.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, brother.
Thank you very much.
Oh, brother.
There.
Hi, Buzz.
I've been wanting to get that off my chest about Tim McWilliams for a long time. I'm glad he gave me the opportunity.
And the problem is, for those who couldn't get through the veiled reference, Tim has come to you.
Yeah, Tim has come to me a couple of times, like two times, with things saying, hey, you want to do this, you want to do this, and then nothing
Talking
ever...
about spots he
yeah,
wants you to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and then nothing ever happens. You know, and I'm sitting over there. I've been waiting, and nothing ever happens. Absolutely. And then he calls to do that with my sunglasses. Screw you, McWilliams.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Feel better?
Yes, I do.
I knew you did.
Very much so.
The world's biggest airline is about to get bigger. United is out to buy U.S. Airways for well over $11 billion. A lot of what United is buying are pilots. United has a shortage of them, and it's had to cancel flights lately because the pilots started turning down overtime lately. New York cops are being told to stay away from sexy pictures and TV shows, at least while they're on the job.
This little girl had knocker!
The new patrol guide includes this directive.
What?
Sexually explicit audio broadcasts, television programs, or videotapes shall not be listened to, shown, or viewed in department facilities. Premium channels, which provide sexually explicit materials, will not be permitted to be received on any cable box.
Sounds to me like a veiled attempt to keep our show out of NYPD blue.
Absolutely.
Sounds like we could be included. The brass says this includes the shows on the public access channels of basic cable. And they say it includes pictures, pinups, magazines, and computer displays. The crackdown is one of many things the department's trying to do to avoid the kind of lawsuits it spent millions of dollars settling in recent years.
But how does Rudy feel about it?
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, more about that study of the average American male by Men's Health magazine. We told you the survey says the average guy only has sex 1.5 times a week. It turns out that's half as often as men in other countries. The survey says America...
Oh, that's poppycock.
What is it in Korea?
I don't have the Korean figure in front of me.
Jang Kim.
But in many of the major other countries, Germany, France, three times a week is the average.
Quiet.
Sorry, Jack. The survey says American men masturbate almost as often as they make love with a partner.
That would be the correct sound.
We're proud of that.
That's right.
Incredible!
But true. And about the women. We told you there's a 1 in 4 chance the average married man will cheat on his wife, but the study says the chances are only 1 in 8 that she'll cheat on you.
That's all that counts, for God's sake.
And the survey says the average American guy has just over 12 sexual partners in his lifetime. Yes, it is. While the average American woman has 4 partners.
Whatever.
In her life.
No, not on our surveys.
Right. Go out and take a look at it.
Certainly not Michelle, Leah Remini's assistant, who had 50.
50.
50.
50?
50 before she was married.
Because
wow.
It's true.
Oh, it is true.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, he was one of them.
For those of you keeping score, the Gallagher brothers, who make up the band Oasis, have broken up again.
Every time you say that, I think you mean... You know how there's the Gallagher who smashes watermelons? He has a twin brother who goes out and tours as Gallagher.
Right, exactly.
And they never let you know that you might be watching the other Gallagher.
That's right. Isn't that the way it goes? That they're actually identical twins?
There's two of them.
With the same hairline and the same act.
The
like
same
with
bit, right.
Big mallet and the watermelons.
Right.
And recently, they're at odds.
Really?
Yes, because yes, I think he's making his brother refer to the act now as Gallagher 2 or something. But there was a write-up in the paper.
So if there's
a
real dispute, how will you ever really tell who's the real one? I mean,
by the smell.
If the twin brother really wanted to screw the original, he'd just pretend that he was the original.
I think the second the brother, the non-primary Gallagher, gets the smaller gigs.
Really?
And he doesn't play the big houses.
Right. Big rooms.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's a big gig for Gallagher?
I don't know. You'd have to go to the Midwest.
For the good Gallagher, I mean, when you say he plays the smaller gigs.
Yeah, what high school auditorium is the big gig now?
The dividing line, I believe, is the Cinema Un Draft House.
Gallagher 2.
Well, because of these Gallagher brothers, the band's been forced to cancel its tour dates in France and to find a replacement for guitarist Noel Gallagher. British papers say Noel sobered up after his wife gave birth to a daughter, and they say Noel told his party animal brother Liam to do the same or else the band is history.
Those guys are funny. I tell you, those Oasis guys crack me up.
That's a good behind the music. Buzz, I'm going to have to impeach you here in
all
about
right.
1 minute.
Okay. Let me get to a good one here, then, if I could. I wanted to be sure and get to this today. One of the men who brought us some of TV's wackiest and most popular television shows has died. Al Simon passed in Los Angeles at the age of 88. He's the programmer, by the way, who brought us the Beverly Hillbillies, Mr. Ed, Petticoat Junction, and Green Acres.
Well, Petticoat Junction.
He may also be the guy who invented summer reruns. He helped develop the method of preserving TV shows on film. Kinescopes, they're called. There'll be a memorial for him this week, and probably again sometime in August.
Okay. That's right. You know what that is?
That's all.
That's like the time you did the story about the movie guy who died, the guy who owned the movie theater.
Right.
And the only reason Buzz did the story was so he could say the funeral's going to be at 2, 4, 6:30, 8:30, and midnight.
That's right. We hate it when the joke writes the story.
Thank you, Buzz. There are the toe-tapping touch totes. We have had a winner for the secret sound today.
Yes.
So let's just do a call in to win right now. It lies straight ahead. Be the 100th person to call us on the toll-free at 877-365-3636.
All right there, Don.
We will be back with call
100. They faced those demons before, Don and Mike.
All right, here now again is Guy Friendly.
In sports, the NBA is fining Miami Heat players Tim Hardaway and Jamal Mashburn, as well as team owner Mickey Arison. All three are being punished for questioning the integrity of the officials in Miami's Game 7 loss to the Knicks in the semifinals.
That's why they lost to the Knicks. Not because they had an 18-point lead in the third quarter that they blew. That's why they lost to the Knicks, because of the refs. Right.
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 Well, for that whining, the owner's been fined $25,000, Hardaway $20,000, and Mashburn $10,000.
The moral of the story, no whining.
Right. The recent melee in Wrigley Field has resulted in the suspension of 16 players and 3 coaches. All 19 men are Los Angeles Dodgers. Catcher Chad Kreider will sit out 8 games, so will coaches Rick Dempsey, John Shelby, and Glenn Hoffman. The other 13 players are out from 3 to 5 games each.
Sammy's not in that, is he?
Sammy?
Sosa?
No, he's not among those.
You don't think he's
very famous Cub?
No, it's all Dodgers. As I said earlier, all Dodgers.
If they keep doing this, you're not going to have any good bench-clearing brawls anymore.
Have you seen the commercial that Sammy Sosa does for Pepsi?
No, I have not seen it.
Okay. What I think they had to do was probably get him to say one word at a time.
Pull a little Libby Soprano on him, maybe, like dub in some stuff?
No, it's not dubbed in.
Okay.
But it had to be, since it's really his voice.
Right.
And he was saying stuff like, try the new taste of Pepsi.
English not being his first language.
Look, you pick Pepsi. As you watch him awkwardly go through this taste test,
right.
Every time I see the ad, I have the feeling that they said, okay, now, the first word is taste.
Taste. Cut, Sammy. Good job. Way
and
to go.
Then they say, okay, now, the new word, Sammy, is the. The.
They can do amazing things with computers and editing.
Right. Now, he's good when he lifts up the covers on the cans and you see that the people pick Pepsi and he goes, and that's nonverbal because he just picks it up and he points them and he does that thing with it, puts his, you know, his hand on his chest.
Chips his fingers and puts the two fingers up. Yeah.
And does that.
Didn't do me any good in that bet last year.
But the dialogue is hilarious.
Oh, and bad news if you're a Washington football fan excited about the XFL. Even though D.C. was on the list of cities when the league was first announced 4 months ago, it isn't now, at least not for the first year. The Washington Times says the blame goes to NBC Television, which is a partner in the league with the WWF World Wrestling Federation.
Well, that's okay. You know why?
Why?
Because we've got the Redskins here.
Right.
And you know what Dan Snyder's done for the Redskins now?
Well, lots, but what now?
He has moved the training camp out. To Redskins Park.
Right.
Where now, because he loves us so much, what we used to be able to get for free, we're going to have to pay $20 for.
Yay! Bravo!
Thanks, Dan Snyder.
He cares. Do you get cocoa?
No, you don't.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, you don't. It costs $10 for people 12 and over to get into Redskins training camp, and another $10 to park your car in a field about a mile away.
I didn't know that. $10 to park the car?
Right.
Thank you!
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
But as far as I know, you can buy those souvenirs with no additional cost. They'll just charge you the face value on the souvenirs.
That is so kind.
It's
it's great. They're closer to home and more expensive.
It's a great new tradition. You know, screw the old tradition.
Right.
Screw the old tradition of where fans would just get into their cars and drive 3 hours away and sit around and watch a football team practice, which, incidentally, I've been to, and I've seen right on the field, standing right next to the head coach. Boring! I mean, how many times could you watch guys do jumping jacks?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
And I read in the newspaper today that they're expecting during the week 7,000 people.
Sure.
And on the weekend, 13,000 people.
So, better for the fans?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
No.
Not really. I mean, really, when you do all that, you move them closer, you move them to where, you know, closer to where they actually play, hey, that's great, but then you throw in the, you know, and even the admission until you get to $10 to park your car.
That's the part that's
amazing. That is the screw job.
Because I go out to Redskins Park every week during the season when I do my Redskins pregame show. Around Redskins Park.
Is that going to be a CF out there, incidentally, with the, you know?
Oh, it's going to be a total fuster cluck. Because it's a traffic jam to get to Redskins Park on a regular day.
Mm-hmm.
There's one road.
Right, exactly.
One road off Route 28. Now, you can take a backwards way to get there.
Yeah.
But most people will take, right off the Dulles Toll Road, they'll get right on Route 7, or is it Route 50? I'm not sure which it is, but off Route 28.
Off Route 28. That's the main drag that goes by there.
You make a left-hand turn on Waxpool Road.
You can get hopelessly lost out there, too.
You sure can. You sure can.
Well, I want to say thank you.
Right. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Because, you know, the most important element when you're talking about the Redskins, it's the fans.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I don't know if she was gone in 60 seconds, but car thief Tammy Sellers got away in a cop car the other day.
Right.
The officers had put her in the back seat. They weren't worried about an escape because she was locked in and behind the plexiglass wall. But Tammy is quite the contortionist, apparently, because she managed to squeeze through a 1 by 1.5 foot window in the plexiglass, which put her right into the driver's seat.
You know, I was thinking about the Redskins, though. That why don't they, like, have the team practice in a big indoor dome where they can control the oxygen, and that way they can actually charge you for breathing air.
You might be listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Could be a great idea. How much? Don't cost nothing to put up that dome.
Right.
You know, all you need is like a little plastic.
That way you can get people $10 to get in, $10 to park your car, It's $10 to breathe the air.
Well, I tell you, you could stay a little longer, sir, but unfortunately you will be passing out.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I was right in the middle of your story. I'm sorry.
Someday we'll pay.
I just came up with the light bulb just went off over my head.
Hey, it's a brilliant marketing tool.
Charge for oxygen.
That'd be wonderful.
So this contortionist car thief leads Fort Worth police on an hour-long chase, but the police are bigger and stronger, and they will always beat you. She's now in jail. We think. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're best.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Oh, that's it.
No! I've got to go. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Our thanks to the good people at the Palm Restaurant in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For taking care of Dennis Murphy and his prom date. Also to Wenda at Master Costumes and Formal Wear. 703-354-7500. To see pictures of Dennis at the prom, go to geocities.com/Don and Mike prom /allpics.html. All right. See you tomorrow from WNEW in New York. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, caller 100.
No, I'm sorry. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And I can't help but noticing your web pictures are still up there on your computer screen.
Oh, from fatsex.com.
Fantastic.
Got to be assertive right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Trying to be caller 100.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, try again sometime.
Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Right. You have Sega Dreamcast?
I don't have it. No, I don't.
All right, well, then enjoy Snapple. You've won a Snapple prize pack. Well, I have Sega Dreamcast games.
You have games, yes. That's
yeah,
right.
You have a Snapple prize pack. Snapple now available at delis and groceries nationwide. Check them out at Snapple.com. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for the weekly giveaway. Friday, it's a trip for two to Salt Lake City, Utah to go to the Sundance Film Festival. And that's with promotional consideration for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, now available remastered on video stores, at video stores everywhere. Please make sure you're listening to Friday's episode.
Will do.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a great night, everybody.
All right.
Be on the shuttle of New York tomorrow, and we will talk to you from Midtown Manhattan then.
NYC.
With a brand new Secret Sound, because, what was the guy's first name? Was it Mark or Scott or...
Domingo?
Yes.
All I remember is Green Acres when he was really calling from Spokane.
Matt from Green Acres.
Matt from Spokane figured out that Secret Sound number two is the sound of a liquid soap dispenser.
And it's not rigged.
We will have a brand new sound for you on tomorrow's episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Now, Robbie.
Your beat.
Listen, please. Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. I
was right in his mouth.
Short.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
So long.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the...